When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And your summer self will thank you. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Rise and grind, ladies and gentlemen. It's about to get bumpy. Time to attack and dominate. This is Morning Juice with Brandon Beam and Bobby Carpenter.
Here we go on a Tuesday, attacking and dominating our way to 9 a.m. every single weekday morning right here on The Fan. Brandon Beam, the General Bobby Carpenter, and of course our fearless leader and producer Mark the Shark. General, you've navigated our way to a Tuesday. What's going on, man? Good to talk to you.
Oh, great to talk to you on this gray Tuesday. Yeah. I mean, we're a little gray Monday, but you know what? Most of the rain held off yesterday. Got a little drizzle in there.
Wasn't too bad.
Yeah. You know, so not bad. How was your Monday, sir?
It was pretty good, man. Pretty good. Can't really complain about it. Meredith had like an after work happy hour, so that was cool. Me and the boy just hanging out. Took him down to watch some soccer, got him loaded up in a full Manchester United kit.
Saw that little picture, dude. Looking good.
Yeah, he was. He doesn't know how to, like, kick a ball. I mean, he knows how to throw it to Theo, but I can't really use his feet yet to kick one. But that's all right. He was looking good. And then we went and watched the game, Bob, and watched United got hammered 4-0 by Crystal Palace.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was fun. But he looked good when he was doing it. And I'm pretty sure that if the coach over there, Eric Ten Hag, would have had William available for selection, I think it would have probably still been 4-0. Like, I don't think he would have been that much of a detriment to the team with their performance yesterday. But that was the big to-do yesterday. My stepdad or my stepmom came down as well. I told you they just moved into Powell a couple of weeks ago. So they got the final stuff out of our garage. So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, she hung out with William a little bit yesterday, did some running around. But yeah, man, that was about it. Like, that was... That was the big to-do. Big Dog was in a really good mood yesterday. Theo was in a good mood. Everybody was in a good mood yesterday.
Nice, yeah. That was that's solid, Beam. You know, had a little XM radio with Hester in the afternoon. Did a little podcast with Berm and Austin as well.
How they doing?
They're doing good. You know, they're doing good. Getting a chance to hang out with those guys. And yesterday was Court's birthday, so I run around trying to help her out. Our youngest, Caleb, wasn't feeling well, so he was at home. You know, and that was kind of a bummer. The gift that I ordered for Courtney, which was supposed to be in on Friday, then was supposed to be in on yesterday, still not in. So very upset about that. You know what? The place that I got it from, usually they ship with FedEx. For some reason, they're using DHL, which I do not, after this experience, not a DHL fan. The tracking on it, not near as efficient as even the U.S. Postal Service, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, the USPS has a nice little tracking system.
USPS, FedEx, UPS, all good. Very specific on where things are, what's going on. This is just like, it's out. Like, it was picked up. Is it another storage location? Because it's been gone from the facility for 3 days. So where is it?
Uh-oh.
You know, I don't care. They'll take care. They're going to take care of it. It's already past time.
I guess
now.
You're right. If it didn't show up yesterday, yeah, then it could show up three weeks from now. Who
it's
cares?
All good. I mean, they lose it. They're paying for it at this point. But it's just very frustrating. The fact, like, oh, I'll click on it for tracking. And I'm like, okay, it's at the facility. Then you picked it up in transit. It's been in transit for 4 days. Where is it coming from?
Anchorage?
I mean, is it just driving the whole time? I guarantee you it's been to some other storage facilities in the meantime, in between time. So very frustrated about that.
I didn't even know DHL was still around.
Well, they do commercial stuff. They don't really do like direct, like businesses will use them, but they're not really set up for individual,
like direct to consumer,
stuff anymore. Yeah. Okay. I guess they had changed that a while back.
That's a bummer.
It's okay. I mean, their service just sucks. So I understand it.
Well, I'm glad you had a good day. Other than that, how did Court's birthday go? Good? I know you said that
your
little fella not feeling great.
I mean, yeah, he was sick. She was going to go to school. He hadn't been feeling well all weekend. You could tell when he was playing sports, had a little bit of a temperature, stomach's upset. And yeah, so he stayed at home yesterday, relaxed. I put on Desolation of Smog for him. He enjoyed watching that.
Go.
Fell asleep, woke back up. He's like, Dad, I don't remember this movie. I'm like, well, maybe you fell asleep with it before and you didn't see the ending. But he really liked it, had a good time. With that, just he wasn't feeling well. Had a lacrosse game last night for my daughter, so that was fun. Wrapped all that up, and you know, leaving, flying out later today. So trying to get packed up and get everything taken care of before I head out to Philly.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Well, we got an awesome show lined up for you here this morning. Marvin Harrison Sr., he's got some advice for Marvin Harrison Jr. We'll do that coming up here in our next segment. Schlags is going to join the program coming up here at 6:35. Maybe we'll do him live. Didn't talk to him last night, so we'll see what happens this morning. 6:35, rumored Anthony Schlegel. He's going to make his appearance. Top of the 7 o'clock hour, Jackets draft lottery tonight happening. So we'll get into the odds for the CBJ. Where do they stack? Also, some more news and notes coming out of the Clemson, Florida State suing the ACC. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. Some good news for bowl games and do a little update on Tommy Eichenberg and Cade Stover in the 7 o'clock hour as well. And then Uncle Bo, he's going to round out the program with us as he does every single Tuesday coming up here at 8:35 this morning. So a whole heck of a lot to get into. But before we do anything else, it is Tuesday, the 7th day of May, 2024. Time for Today in History.
Time to get smarter. Morning Juice presents Today in History. Here's your professor, Bobby Carpenter.
Sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP.
All right, Bobbo, what do you got lined up for us on this gray Tuesday, buddy?
Oh, boy, here we go. It is Tuesday, May 7th. I believe that's the first Tuesday of the month, 128th day of the year, 238 days remaining in this 2024, yeah, beam racking and stacking here. We're getting close, man.
You're getting deep in this year.
Getting deep. I mean, about another 60 days, we'll have this thing flipped on top of itself. So,
and Shark will be within the inside the year countdown.
He's looking at that soon. He's ready to rock.
Mm-hmm.
This date, 1718, the city of New Orleans is founded by Jean-Baptiste Lamon de Bonneville.
I think you nailed it.
Well, let's hope so. Bourbon Street Bob hanging out, one of the oldest cities in the United States, definitely one of the oldest cities, you know, west of the colonies. This date, 1789, first presidential inaugural ball held in New York City for George Washington. He is the first president of the United States. 1925, Glenn Wright of the Pirates, that is the Pittsburgh Pirates, he is their shortstop, has an unassisted triple play. How about that?
That's
Shark, how would you have an unassisted triple play?
You would have men on first and second running with the pitch.
Catch
line
the
drive, hit right to the second baseman. That's one out. He steps on second for the second out, and he tags the guy going from first to second for third out.
You would have to know.
That's one way to do it. Another way is men on first.
Go ahead.
Forget it. I was thinking triple play, not unassisted.
Unassisted is you got to touch them all.
Yeah.
You know, so there's only so many ways that can happen.
Right.
It involves you catching a ball, getting a tag from going second to third, and then you got to tag that runner in between. I'm impressed with you, Shark. It took me a minute to figure that out, how you could get it all done from the shortstop position. This date, 1951, the International Olympic Committee permits Russia to participate in the 1952 Olympics, you know, despite some of the things that were going on at that time in the world. 1954, the U.S., France, Great Britain reject Russia's membership into NATO. Mm. I didn't realize, Shark, was that ever a thing that they were potentially considering letting them in? Whether Russia petitioned to get in? I'm not sure. But I saw that. It seemed kind of unique and strange.
What year did you say that was?
54.
Okay.
I wasn't around for that, Bob. But you are a history major, and explain it.
History buff, maybe, but not a major. This date, 1966, Monday, one of Shark's favorites.
Ba-da, ba-da-da-da.
Sounds so good.
Ba-da, that was great.
Ba-da, Monday, can't trust that day.
Oh, we already had to trust it yesterday, and it happened.
A plus out of you, Shark.
Well done, Shark. By the Mamas and Papas, came out in 1966. This day, 1986, Patrick Morrow becomes the first person to hit all seven summits around the world.
Nice.
I was looking at this, you know, basically the highest point in every continent beam, and there's about eight or nine, because some, you know, they're oscillating between continents depending on where they're at. But all of them, Shark knew about half of them, to tell you the truth.
I watched a Netflix documentary. It was about this guy. What was he? And I want to say he peaked like the top nine mountains, like all within like a 2 month span, or so. It was something crazy.
I don't know if it could be 2 months. It takes a while to summit Everest. I know that. This date, 1998, Steve Perry leaves Journey, their front man for a number of years. And then this date, in 2000, big day for Shark, 24 years ago. No term limits over there, no term limits over there, Shark. Vladimir Putin is elected as president of Russia 24 years ago.
Right.
Long may he reign.
Nims Persia, Bob, is a mountaineer. He was in the British Army and the Brigade of Gurkhas.
What's
out
his
of
name?
Nepal. Nims. His name is Nims.
What kind of name is Nims?
Well, it's a Nepali name. And
what did he say he was in the British Army?
He summited all 14 8,000-meter peaks in a time of 6 months and six days.
6 months is achievable. 2 months, I would say, would be precedent.
That is crazy.
But he's Nepalese, baby.
Right.
Lives up there.
Different oxygen levels.
Absolutely. Edwin H. Lord, born on this date, 1909, one of the co-founders of Polaroid. Born on this date, 1922. Darren McGavin. You might know him as a father in A Christmas Story. And what's he got to say?
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah. Would you look at that? Would you look at that? It's a leg. Holy smoke. Do you know what this is? This is a lamp. I know just the place for it. Right in the middle of our front room window. Will you look at that? Isn't that glorious? It's indescribably beautiful. It reminds me of the 4th of July. Turn off all the lights. I want to see what it looks like from the street.
She hated that light.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting looking lamp, to say the least.
I dropped the screws. Oh, fudge.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the great scenes in movie history.
It's funny because I don't mind the movie. I'm indifferent.
It's fine.
Courtney does not like it at all, so we don't watch it usually. I mean, I'll catch parts of it when it's on. I've seen the whole thing a couple times,
yeah.
But pretty good there. Dick Williams, Baseball Hall of Famer, born on this date in 1929. In 1933, some considered him the greatest quarterback of all time. Maybe not anymore, but Johnny Unitas, born on this day.
Coming into Baltimore Stadium was coming into an outside insane asylum. For these fans, because they were always 100% behind us. The players that I played with over the years, the coaches that I had, the Eubanks, Shulas, all my coaches, McCaffreys, they are directly responsible for my being here. And I want you all to know that because I never have forgotten it.
Nice one right there by Johnny Unitas. Eagle Eye Cherry turning 55 today, V. Love to hear Save Tonight. And Brecklin Meyer turning the big 50 out of Road Trip, Rat Race, and Clueless.
Travis Birkenstock, 38 tardies, by far the most tardies in the class. Congratulations.
So unexpected. I didn't even have a speech prepared. But I would like to say this. Tardiness is not something you can do all on your own. Many, many people contributed to my tardiness. I'd like to thank my parents for never giving me a ride to school, the LA City bus driver for taking a chance on an unknown kid, and last but not least, the wonderful crew at McDonald's for spending hours making those Egg McMuffins, without which I might never be tardy.
Breckenmeyer grew up with Drew Barrymore, reportedly her first guest being.
All right, nice.
As well, some other birthdays. Turned 48 today. Groveport native played at Penn State as their one of their bigs. The GM now for the Nuggets, Calvin Booth, doing some great work out there, even though they're down 0-2, not a great situation. Michael P. Murphy, Medal of Honor winner, killed in action, Navy SEAL, is memorialized in Lone Survivor, famous for making the Murph workout, the run, pull-ups, push-ups, squats, and then another mile on top of it. Born on this date, 1976, we lost him, killed in action in 2005. Sean Merriman turning 46. Earl Thomas.
Most beautiful shot in the NBA history.
Oh, terrible looking shot. Earl Thomas, 35. Mr. Beast, the famed YouTuber, one of Shark's favorites, turning 26 as well today. Some holidays and observances. It is Foster Care Day, National Barrier Awareness Day, National Golf Day, Beam, Cosmopolitan Day, National Concert Day, National Teachers Day, which is the first full Tuesday of the first full week in May. National Tourism Day, and World Asthma Day. And those are your historical events, your birthdays, your passings, your holidays, observances for this date, Tuesday, May 7th, 128th day of the year, and 238 days remaining this 2024.
Very well done on that, General. As always, Marvin Harrison Sr. has some advice for Marv Jr. We'll do that next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now we are watching crews clear up a crash on Alum Creek Drive right at London Groveport Road. Not impacting traffic too much, but just something to look out for. The rest of your Central Ohio interstates are looking clear. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan traffic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Counting down the days until Shark's retirement. You are listening to Morning Juice.
Cruising along here, a little Tuesday edition of the program. Ready to be Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark, coming up here in our next segment around 6:35. Shlikes, he's going to pop by the program. Maybe. See what happens here this morning.
That's
unknown. A strong maybe?
That's a strong maybe. I mean, he's in...
I know. Dallas. We were texting him with him last night, and usually we would record it on Mondays. And I got busy. I was just kind of pandemonium last night. So we were supposed to record with him around like what, like 7:15 or so. And then it's Courtney's birthday last night.
Dude, I was at home from 7:30 on, like 7 o'clock on, not even 6:45. I was just waiting for Schlags. He was the one that was running around. I figured he'd let me know if he was ready or not. Just never materialized.
So that's how I was doing. I was like looking at my phone constantly, had like the ringer on, had the alarm on. Like, all right, we'll see what happens. And then we get a text last night, something said something about, oh, okay, we'll do it live. I'm like, all right, you're texting that at 11:30. And then I asked something like 6:35 our time or 6:35 your time, because he's on Central.
Yep.
And he said, I don't care, I'll just call in live. I'm like, well, 5:35 or 6:35 is a big difference for you. So we'll see what happens coming up here in our next segment. What are your expectations for Marvin Harrison Jr., Bob, and his rookie campaign with the Arizona Cardinals?
Oh, goodness. Expectations for Marv? I mean, a lot of that depends on Kyler Murray and his health and availability.
Totally.
I'm assuming that he'll be ready to go and be healthy and not just be playing video games all day. If that's the case, I mean, I would think Marv would be able to have a stat line of 70 to 85 catches and probably somewhere between 900 and 1200 yards and, I don't know, 6 to 8 touchdowns. Like, I would think that that would be a realistic stat line, assuming he plays all 17 games.
So Marvin Harrison Jr., according to FanDuel, most regular season rookie receiving yards in 24-25 is the odds-on favorite to achieve that. I don't think that's surprising at all. He's plus 150, according to FanDuel. His over-under on total receiving yards for his rookie campaign is over-under 1,050.5, which sounds about right. Because
let's say about 900 to 1,200.
Yeah,
I probably leaned to the over on that.
Yeah, and you were smack dab in the middle. That's what the over under was set at. So that was a pretty good number. So I think going back a couple of years in Garrett Wilson's and Chris Olave's rookie years, Bob, if I remember correctly, I think Garrett had like an over under of like 850, and Chris Olave had an over under at like 690 or something like that. Like both, I felt pretty confident that they were going to hit the over on that. And so we'll see what happens out in Arizona. But I did find this pretty awesome. So Marvin Harrison Sr. is sitting down to do an interview with Marty Smith, who does a great job for ESPN. I really like Marty.
Marty Smith, America.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he does a pretty tremendous job. And so he's sitting down with Marvin Harrison Jr. or Marvin Harrison Sr. rather, and he was asking him. He's like, "What is there one thing that you would like your son to do a little bit better?" Right? I mean, there's big shoes to fill. Obviously, we've talked about it. Dad's a Hall of Famer, played in Indy for forever, and that was one thing that Marv never got to do here in Columbus. And now he's obviously going to get to do that in the NFL when they travel to Indianapolis. But here was one thing that Marvin Harrison Sr. says that Marvin Harrison Jr. needs to be a little better at, and I thought this was great out of him.
There is one thing that I wish he had from my game. You got to complain for the ball. You got to complain. Monday morning, if I have 5 catches, 70 yards, we can't do nothing else till we have a meeting because I'm not getting the ball. That's it. Throw me the ball, period.
Be a bigger diva. That's the advice for your kid. Be the bigger diva. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I asked him what he would do if he were you, and his answer was, I would go in there and say, give me the f***ing ball.
Straight out.
To what degree have you started to demand the football more?
Not much, really.
Exactly.
it's so good because we've heard it. We've seen it for 3 years out of Marv. He's quiet. He works. All he does, he's the classic show up early, get out of late at the facility.
Yeah.
Doesn't really like to talk. Leads by example. In fact, you have his dad out there going, you know what you need to do? You need to complain for the ball more. That's the only way you're going to get this done. And then Marty Smith, hey, have you listened to your dad on this? No, not really.
No,
Marv's so good.
Marv's a great guy, and it probably wouldn't be the worst thing for him to be a little vocal in a positive way, in a very positive way. And that's, I guess, part of it. But it's hard because that's really not his personality. He's not Terrell Owens or whatever how we're pronouncing the name.
He's not
T.O.
Yeah,
you know, he's more like Calvin, and Calvin always say that, like, when it was it mattered the most, like, hey, go to me here. You know, I mean, it's a little Larry Bird, Michael Jordan-esque, where you're drawing up a shot, hey, you'll be a decoy. Nah, I'm not going to be the decoy.
No.
Just give me the ball, and you guys get out of the way. We'll be fine. And that's,
let me be the big dog.
And that's fine. And you know what? Let him eat, and he'll be good. But Marvin, like, he's not a diva receiver. That's not who he is. It's not his personality. Like, Marvin Harrison Sr. raised an elite young man. And it's not that you don't want to be confident in your skills and obviously help your team, but he's never been a me, me, me guy. Mm-hmm. And so it's a fine line between understanding that. And the irony is, too, with this, is that Marvin's dad, it's not like he was some showboat guy. Now, I'm sure he'd go up to Peyton and he'd let it be known when he was open and different things. And when you're really good, they're going to lean on you all the time anyway. But I can't imagine, and I didn't play with, I played against his dad a couple times. My rookie year, we played against him, and, you know, he's obviously very talented, but I never saw any of that on the field. I don't know if anybody else ever saw any of that. So if he complained, he did it quietly and did a good job with
it. It's just so different from what we're used to seeing at Amaro Jr., right? And it's so different from what we saw in the playing career of Marv Sr. Now, I'm not saying that wouldn't happen at the facility the next day or something on the sideline where he'd be like, Peyton, listen, man, I only have 3 targets. Like, we're going into the second half here. Like, you're going to need to feed me the football. It's just so different from anything that we've seen out of Marvin Harrison Jr. And I don't know. That's not him. You mentioned it. He's like Calvin Johnson. And he's been, you know, compared to Larry Fitzgerald. Like, look what he did out in the desert, right? Long, illustrious career out there. I never missed very many games. I don't think he said 3 words when he was out there, became a captain, and it was based upon leadership. Like, that's what Marvin Jr. is. And the fact that Marv Sr.'s like, you need to be a little bit more of a diva. I just thought that was so entertaining.
It's crazy entertaining. It's funny. And that's the advice that he's giving his son. So, I don't know. We'll see. I wonder what Slakes has to say about that, Beam. Assuming he's alive.
Well, if he's alive and he's up, we're going to talk to him next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now, heading out, we are watching crews clear up a crash right at the intersection of Alum Creek Drive and London Grove Fort Road. On your interstates, no major slowdowns or crashes to let you know about. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan traffic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Rob Manfred's least favorite radio show. This is Morning Juice.
Tuesday edition of the program, and it's 6:33 on a Tuesday, and I think everybody in the world knows what that means.
The best way to start a morning is with a heavy dose of iron. Gas station ready. Always. It is Schlag Day.
Sponsored by Sugar Shannara Accident Attorneys. We go to war for you at warforyou.com. That's warforyou.com.
And now it's the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Check with our great friend. He is Anthony Schlegel. Schlegs, happy Tuesday, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning, Columbus.
Yes. Swag, so let's tell the good folks at Columbus where you're at and what is going on.
Well, right now, I'm in my hotel room. It's 5:35 in the morning in Fort Worth. I got Dr. Dan Sensor, a.k.a. Dr. Dickel, a.k.a. Dr. Techie. He's our sports science guy.
Is he beside you?
Well, I mean, I could go nestle up to him. Hey, Dan, you want me to come nestle up to you? Wait, he's right there. He just started giggling. I'm just going to come over along this bed while I do this interview.
How's that leg tat? Is that leg tat looking good on him, Schlegs?
Hey, look at that leg tat. No, I can't see it. It's under the covers. But anyways, now
just lift him up.
Anyways, yeah, hey, we've been getting down here, getting a little bumpy. Oh, my goodness, guys, let me tell you something. So I know today's a Tuesday, and I cheated on everybody there in Columbus, Ohio, and I went to Metroflex gym yesterday, and I did Schleg Day yesterday. And when I say that, I probably lifted well over 20,000 pounds of iron on my legs yesterday. It was fantastic.
Did you get any, like, memory? When's the last time you've been down there?
Probably a year ago, you know, to see family, to actually be able to go up there and, like, train with Brian. It was me, Brian, and a bodybuilder that he trains that's, like, a pro. You know, it was awesome. I mean.
So would you consider yourself an amateur?
I'm not really a body. I'm not a pro bodybuilder, Bob.
Just an amateur.
I'm not an amateur bodybuilder. I'm not a bodybuilder at all. I'm just a guy that likes to eat freaking heavy doses of iron. What? I told Steph, she was like, what'd you do? I was like, Steph, let me tell you something. It was like, it was awesome because I just literally did legs for almost 2 hours.
Yeah, buddy.
She's like, why? Like, that's terrible. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, it is exactly what I needed. I feel fantastic. Now, I hydrated my face off the rest of the day because I was going to cramp. I was already starting to cramp when I left, and I found me at Chipotle somewhere in Fort Worth, and I pounded that. But anyways, it was great. And then we went to the conference, got to see a lot of people, got to talk to a lot of vendors, got to do some research and development for the armory and some cool things. So it was great, man.
Before we get into the R&D arm of what you're doing, does this remind you, waking up in a hotel room with another guy, remind you of those nights at the Blackwell back when you were in college? Because we've heard some pretty good stories that Bob has shared over the years about that.
Oh, my God. My life has been full of opportunities, or not opportunities, of times where I've just had roommates for long, extended periods of time. And on the Blackwell, that one, I mean, whether that was like pregame or official visit or I don't know what, obviously good memories. I played in the UFL. I lived, me and a guy named Tim McGargle, who's the D coordinator at Northwestern, we lived in a hotel room together like this for like 3 to 4 months for 2 years straight, you know, playing in the UFL. Like, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes, but it's great. And I got Dr. Dickel over there.
Absolutely.
All techie, you guys, little glasses on. Matter of fact, we're going to go to a thing today. It's going to be quite exciting about GPS and hamstring injuries. It's about I think it's at 4:00, 2:50. You got speed and plyos. It's going to be nice. It's going to be quite frothy. And then we got Scott Sinclair from Georgia's at like 10:20. So that'll be good. Good day. Then I'm going to go lift weights at Metroflex again, upper body style.
So let me ask you this, Shikes. Everybody out there.
Why don't you freaking ask me?
I'm going to. I'm trying to give you a primer because I know your wife thinks that's terrible.
You know what? You're great. You love to pump the primer, Bob.
You know it. Listen, nobody will prime and fluff quite the way I will for you, Shikes. Believe that.
I appreciate it.
So give me a little outline of what that 2 hour, give the folks a window into what that 2 hour leg workout looks like. Just sets, reps, different exercises, because I don't know if many people could create that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? The one thing we didn't do, I'm just going to go into it. So we started with leg extensions. It started with like 25, 20, 15, 10. The stack was 10. And then we added a 25 on the back of it for another 10. And then I think I did that for like 30 because it was like, just freaking go. I was like, okay. And I did it for 30. Then we added a 45 on the back of the stack. And I did that for like 8. And then we dropped it down and hit a set of 50. So that's how we started, which honestly, my patella tendonitis, like I've been doing a lot of stuff at the Armory, doing a lot of ice holds. It feels great. I never had issues when I always did leg extensions. So I like priming my lower body with some leg extensions. I mean, it was just fantastic. Then we squatted, and it was like freaking really heavy, a lot of volume. We started with like 20, 15, 12, 10, 8, 6 drop set. I went up to like 405, 4, I don't know what I did. And then I dropped it down to 315 and hit it. No, I went up to 455, then I dropped down for 6, and I dropped down, I hit it like 315 for like 20. That was terrible. And then we went to leg press, then we hack squatted, then we belt squatted, after squats, we did leg press, and we did it for like, we did like 4 sets, and I ended up putting 14 plates on each side.
Perfect.
Jordan did, you know, I don't know how far I was moving it, it doesn't matter, but then we dropped it down, we went down to like 6 plates, and we just did it for 90 seconds. That was quite terrible. Then when we finally got to hamstring curls, and we were doing single legs and double legs, so it was like 10, 10, 10, and then we just went crazy on that. Basically, I mean, then we went to single leg curls, then we went to like some like hypers, and then finished with some calves.
I'm glad you finished with some calves. I mean, that seems like it probably should have been the core of your workout. How many repetitions of a squat / like leg bend, the multi-joint movement did you get, you think, yesterday?
I can't even think.
Multiple hundreds?
I would say on average, you probably did like, I'll just say of all the things, right, going down was probably, the number was probably 12 to 15. So let's take that, right? So you got extensions, but it was so many more than that. I mean, I don't even know how to equate the tonnage or the amount of reps that we did. But you know what though? The freaking legs are freaking just like solid. You hear that?
That's good.
Yeah,
you're smacking on some meat in your bed.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, that's
it's fantastic. Okay, I'm just excited for you. I'm excited.
I'm excited for me too. I'm gonna get this chest pumping today though. But we got a great day going on down here at the old CSCCA convention.
How sore do you think your legs are gonna be when you get out of bed?
I mean, good thing you guys got me up 5:35 this morning because I'm gonna hydrate a little bit and I'm gonna work on some hip mobility. I've been working on my hip mobility right now while you guys have been talking to me while I'm sitting in this bed, feeling good, man. What is going on up there?
Ah, nothing.
We're having a great time.
We're hanging out. William's walking out. It was Court's birthday yesterday. We got all kinds of good stuff going on up here.
It's freaking awesome.
Shark's within like 60 weeks of retiring now.
60 weeks?
Yeah.
Good for you, Shark. I will say this. The best part about being down here is that you get to see like all the peoples, right? You know, like Brady Collins from Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. Head strength coach of Wisconsin, he's down here. You got Nico Palazzetti, head strength coach of Cincinnati, he's down the road. You know, all the guys that work for Coach Mick, different eras, men and women. Like
the Eras Tour, I like that.
The Eras Tour. You just chopping it up with people. I mean, and there's a lot of great people, guys, that I've known that have, you know, from buying the product, the difference, or the profession, where they're at, talking shop, ideas, you know. Like, it's great. It's a great little time. So, Dan just farted right there for you guys and the fan. Dude just broke wind right here in front of my face.
Hey.
Thanks, Dickle.
That's good. You guys sleeping foot to toe, or how's that? I mean,
you know what? Surprisingly enough, and you know, shout out to Heather Mason, their unbelievable female strength coach, just all around badass. She got us beds, like separate beds. Now, Dan did try it like about 2 o'clock in the morning. He came in the room. I'm older, guys, so I went to bed a little bit earlier because I knew I had this call. So I was like, I'm not going to be, you know, if I went to bed, stayed out real late, I wouldn't answer this call. But because of Columbus, I love you, I went to bed. But Dan came in about 3 o'clock in the morning and was like, Schlenz, let's put the bed together. I was like, that sounds terrible, bro. I hate moving this bed. you know. He's like, but then we could spread out more if we've had the best.
Yes. That's like a great process.
That doesn't make any sense because there's a huge gap, you know, between both the beds, and I can spread out all up to this. No, I'm just kidding. He never did that. I don't want to say anything negative about Dan. Dr. Dick over there, great sports scientist, by the way. Loves to train to get bumpy. Big calves.
Oh, yeah. Way bigger than yours.
Way bigger than mine. Like, we don't even, I don't even.
Because he's got a calf tat, Schlegs. If you had that calf tat, you might have a bigger calf.
I had a calf tat. I think I was talking to Jace Middleton the other day about some tats, and he's like, I got a guy. I was like, well, you know what? I might have to go get something. I might have to fill out this left arm. My wife's like, why would you do that? I'm like, Steph, I'm 43. Like, you're already married to me. Like, we've been married for 20 years. Matter of fact, holy crap, Cinco freaking de Mayo, Columbus. How about that? I missed you guys yesterday or whatever that was. Was that 2 days ago?
Oh, Sunday. Sunday. Either way.
Close.
You know what? Cinco de Mayo, 1997. I asked Miss Stephanie Gail Price. I was like, hey, you look good. I look good. We should go out. You know, no, I didn't put it that way, but I asked her out on a bridge in this park. I was super romantic back in the day when I was 16. And she was my girlfriend right there, 97 Cinco de Mayo. Always remember this, boys and girls, especially the dudes. Find those key moments, those key days, and that's when you do all your proposing, all your asking outs, all those good things, because you never forget them. My son, my youngest son, was like, why'd you ask her out on Cinco de Mayo? I was like, son, it's been 27 freaking years, and I still remember that when I asked her to be my girlfriend. How do you think I did that? Cinco freaking de Mayo. And I love Mexican food.
And your wedding anniversary is on Valentine's Day, so we got that going for us, which is very easy. Buddy, always appreciate the time. Thanks for waking up with us here this morning. Enjoy the rest of your sleep, and we'll check in again next week, all right?
You know what? I'm going to go to sleep.
Buckeyes.
Yeah, Buckeyes. Hey, go Bucks, beat cancer. Tack and dominate, bye.
There he goes. Anthony Schlegel with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. There's always a life lesson in social media. Never tweet. We'll do that in Quick Hitters next. Morning Juice right here on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now, heading out, we are watching crews clear up a crash right at the intersection of Alum Creek Drive and London Grove Port Road. On your interstates, no major slowdowns or crashes to let you know about. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan Traffic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Beamer and Shark love baseball. Bobby wants to murder Rob Manfred with his bare hands. See? A little something for everyone. This is Morning Juice.
We here on The Juice are brought to you by our good friends over at Affinity Whole Health, the leader in testosterone and hormone replacement therapy. You can always visit them on the line at feelgreatcolumbus.com.
Morning Juice presents Quick Hitters.
Sponsored by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
Sharky.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday to you, gentlemen. There have been some great College Bowl names in the past. We've had the Cigar Bowl, the Raisin Bowl, the Refrigerator Bowl, the Salad Bowl in 2024.
The Gronk Bowl.
We're going to have the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. It's like three sponsor names in one. The Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. That is the full name. The game's going to be played.
In all fairness, Snoop's pretty vertically integrated in that theme.
Yeah, yes, he is. The game will be played December 28th in Tucson, matching teams from the Mountain West and Mid-American Conferences. The Arizona Bowl had previously been sponsored by Barstool Sports, but this new name, Beamer, marks the first with an alcohol product as the presenting sponsor of an NCAA-sanctioned bowl game.
Yep, sure does. And that was my immediate thoughts on it, too. I'm like, I wonder if anything else has been sponsored like that. Like, nope, hasn't been. Because there for a while, it's like, nope, can't have any of this. And now it's just like, oh, I guess we're going to have all of it. Someone's got to find a way to pay the $2.7 billion that the NCAA's in. And I don't think they're going to get any of that money, but these bowls are. My favorite part of this kind of statement that they put out, Bob, and everybody's excited about it. You know, we get press releases flying left and right. Kim Adair, who's the executive director of the Arizona Bowl, said this in a statement. The Arizona Bowl is bringing sports, libations, and entertainment into a singular bowl game, and we are changing the definition of what a brand partnership is and the NCAA. This is great. You got enough cash, you go sponsor bowl game. And Snoop wanted to get in on the Gin and Juice Bowl. I'm all for it. I would have not watched this game probably. I'm all in now.
That's what I love. I love the fact that this is where we're at. And they finally have admitted that they'll take money from just about anyone and anything. And the Barstool was sponsored when they had the Gronk Bowl out in L.A. last year. You know, the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl was named before that. Now we're going full Snoop Dogg with Gin and Juice.
And I love it.
Him and Dre, like, good for those guys. I think it's exciting, and it's in Tucson. So not quite as good as Phoenix, but that's where Lathan Ransom's from.
That's
so
right.
It should be exciting. What else are you going to do? I'm going to watch it. I'm going to probably drink some gin and juice while I do.
There you go. See, there you go. They got you hook, line, and sinker.
Some have called Colorado coach Deion Sanders' social media posts bullying. Some say trolling. Others call it an attack on a former Buffaloes player. Primetime disagrees. He did an interview with USA Today and admitted that he has got to be better, but also said he was bored, excuse me, and that his comments were taken wrong. Right or wrong, Bob, it was not a great look for Deion.
Taken wrong. That's what I always love. Like, what does that mean, like, taken wrong? His son was the problem. I understand him defense of his son. I get that. But, dude, your son's the quarterback. He has got to be a little more diligent maybe in what he chooses to say and how he addresses his former teammates. It's different than playing corner. You're the quarterback of the team. You're the leader of the team. And that whole interaction, were you like beating up guys? I didn't know him. He wasn't very good anyway, basically. Mid at best, yeah. I believe.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a good look. It's not a good look. Now, if Shador plays great this year, all that'll be forgotten.
Of course.
But if he's not phenomenal, and there's a chance he won't be because of the talent around him, and we'll see what happens.
Well, do you think it's going to be the first thing in, like, NFL combine meetings with NFL teams next year?
He's not. He doesn't play defensive back. Like, he plays quarterback. There's a far different level of expectations for that.
I just imagine in those meetings, like, hey, tell us about this. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be the first thing that is going to pop up.
And it's real.
Yeah, I just, the fact that Deion was like, I just got bored, just hopped on Twitter. That's why there's a life lesson to be said. Never tweet. Never tweet. Just don't do it. The roads all lead to bad things.
San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama got all 99 first place votes, thus winning NBA Rookie of the Year unanimously. Wemby averaged 21.5 points, 10.5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3.5 blocks in his first season with the Spurs. He is the first rookie in 31 years to record 250 blocks in a season. And Beamer is the first player, rookie or otherwise, to average 4.81 steals and blocks per game since Ben Wallace 22 years ago.
Some of the names that he has, you know, joined the company of in his rookie campaign is pretty impressive. But he had 27 points, 14 rebounds, 10 blocks, and 5 assists in a victory against Toronto in February. He became the fifth player in NBA history to have at least 25, 10, 10, and 5, alongside Kareem, Hakeem, Ralph Sampson, and David Robinson. He's also the fourth rookie to average 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 blocks. The other three guys to do it, the Admirable Admiral, Shaq, and Alonzo Mourning. Like, yeah. I mean, those are some pretty incredible names. Now, Victor Wembanyama looks a whole lot different than those guys compared to their body builds.
Well, they were older too.
It was an incredible rookie
campaign. How old is Wemby, Shark?
He might be 20 now, but he was 19.
I think he just turned 20.
Shaq had a couple years in. Yeah. So did Robinson.
Shaq had 3. Robinson had
4.
4. Yeah, they didn't make him go serve in the Navy like they do most of those
guys. He was 7 feet tall. They didn't have any place to put him. Yeah, that was the best thing that he had going for him.
Think that guy's getting into a submarine?
Yeah, exactly. And then he did at least 3, if not 4, at Georgetown. So, yeah, I mean, he's obviously younger than those guys, doing a great job. We'll see if he put a little meat on his bones and see if he can continue to get better. And if San Antonio can climb back out of the hole they've been in for a while.
What are the Blue Jackets odds tonight in the NHL Draft Lottery? We'll do that in the re-rack coming up next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now, no major crashes that we are watching across your central Ohio interstates. Seeing busy traffic up in New Albany on 161 and on 33 westbound coming in from Pickerington. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan traffic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Free. If this show made a scented candle, it would smell like bad coffee, unwashed jockstrap, and grass clippings.
I wasn't sure how you take your coffee.
You're listening to Morning Juice.
So, mouth or enema?
Hour number two of the program for us on a Tuesday. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark coming up here at 8:05. If you missed him in the 6 o'clock hour, he was just getting out of bed. He was actually still in bed. Schlegs joined the program.
From his bed.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. That was a great meandering.
Dr.
Dickel. That was remarkable. If you missed him in the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to re-air
him. You're going to want to hear him at 8 o'clock.
We're going to re-air him an hour away from right now. Around 8:05 is when you're going to hear that again. And if you can't listen to it live, whether it's on the stream or on the radio, then you can always listen to our podcast around 9:05 when that's posted. But you're going to want to take a listen to the big dog this morning because that was pretty incredible. So he joined us in the 6 o'clock hour. Uncle Bo, he's going to make his weekly appearance with us coming up around 8:35, a little bit later on.
Keeping you informed about what's trending this morning, it's time for a little re-rack on Morning Juice.
Sponsored by Billiards Plus, your destination for top-of-the-line grills with up to 30-year warranties. Billiards Plus on Dublin Center Drive in Dublin.
Yeah, the Pacers had it at the Garden last night. Knicks come from behind.
The Knicks come back and get them?
Yeah, 121-117.
Wow, I thought the Pacers were in control of that thing. When I caught a little bit of it later in the evening.
It's a brutal offensive foul called on the Pacers towards the very end of the game. Awful. Great flop. Great flopping situation by the Knicks. But they take a 1-0 series lead in that one. Then I just saw on ESPN, like the last, I mean, these two teams obviously have a lot of playoff history against each other. And I want to say, like, the last eight series, whoever won game number one went on to win the series. Ooh. Jalen Brunson, Sharky just mentioned there in the update, went into the fourth quarter with 21 points. Ended the night with 40. I mean,
yeah,
he's doing some pretty awesome things right now.
He's doing a good job, but still, I don't know if he's doing what's going on over there in Minnesota.
Holy smokes, man. The Wolves are up 2-0 as they take the first two games in Denver, 106-80. Just hammering the Nuggets. Denver Nuggets, reigning NBA champions, just taking basically it to them in their barn.
Yeah, with basically their whole team coming back. I mean, this isn't like it's some shell of what they had last year. I mean, their big dogs are all healthy and ready to go.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards is a freak.
Where did he go to school?
Georgia. Played for Tom Crean.
What? You know what? Dwight Schrute must have been doing a great job down there.
You're right. You're right about that. He just came out of, I mean,
how
didn't
bad
come out
of a
nowhere.
Coach is Tom Crean, the fact that he wasn't able to get
didn't get into a tournament with him.
Because this dude, I mean, I've seen some clips of him. I don't know if I've watched a minute of a live Grizzlies game this year. Or not Grizzlies, T-Wolves game this year. I'm telling you, I don't think I've watched a minute of one. And everybody says this guy's like the second coming of Michael Jordan, and I look at his stat lines, I watch his highlights.
You're about right.
I don't know if I'm disagreeing with that. Uh-huh. And he's like downplaying as much as he can, but like you're just eviscerating the reigning NBA champs and the reigning two-time MVP.
Yeah, just smoking them right now at home.
They've got some dudes.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody can touch those guys.
Yeah, he's pretty incredible right now. So they find themselves up 2-0. Then NHL Stanley Cup playoffs last night. Bruins hammered the Panthers. Goalie Bob had a bad night. 5-1. Winners are the Bruins. You got a couple of games tonight. Cavs at the Celtics tonight, Sharky. Little 7 o'clock start for you. How are we feeling heading up to Boston? I saw, what are they, 39-5 combined games at home this year between the regular season and the playoffs?
Yes. They won both games against the Cavs during the regular season. Although the in Boston, the Cavs did beat them in Cleveland. So maybe it's going to be another one of those, the home team wins every game. Although tonight. I think, is Boston 11.5-point favorite?
They sure are.
Perfect. Mm. Got them right where you want them, Shark.
Yep.
Is Jared Allen playing tonight?
He's a game time decision. I have to believe he's not, or he would have played in game seven.
It's not like you're too far. It's not like you're too far removed,
right?
You know, from that game. So we'll see what happens tonight. Cavs in action at 7 o'clock. Got the NHL draft lottery coming up here tonight. Just so wild to think last year where we were at, like generational prospect, yeah. And what was going on with, you know, Connor Bedard. What were the Jackets? I'm trying to remember back to last year. Had the third best odds.
Yes. And they got the third best odds.
And they got stayed at number three, which you ultimately ended up drafting Adam Fantilli, who
his season was second, yeah. The second best player, because was it the Ducks?
The Ducks took, I forget who else the other guy was.
And Fantilli ended up getting his calf lacerated.
Yeah, which stinks.
But the early returns, I would say, were pretty positive.
Yeah, they were super positive.
It still wasn't Connor Bedard. Every year there's like a generational guy. The Jackets never seem to move up in the rankings or in the odds, or they somehow underperform their odds and don't get the pick you need. If there's three players, they get the fourth. If there's two players, they get the third.
Yeah.
Last year, they got the third, and somehow the Ducks gave them Fantilli. And so we'll see, obviously, how that plays out. But it doesn't appear this year that there's someone in there that's going to change the fortunes of your franchise.
So the San Jose Sharks, who finished with a whopping record of 19-54-9, have the best overall chance at number one at 25.5%. Chicago, the Blackhawks, also with a terrible season, 23-53-6, have a 13.5% chance. Anaheim, third, 11.5% chance. And then we here in Columbus, we got a 9.5% chance at number one overall. So let's reset this board real quick. I'm on Tankathon. I always like this because it's a random number generator.
Tankathon.
Tankathon.com/NHL.
I mean, I would like to see them do a search for IP, like address locations of who's looking at this. So I'm guessing it's some of the people in the same cities over and over again.
I think there's a lot of people from Chicago, Anaheim, San Jose, Columbus.
Yes.
Montreal, probably not that much.
And some of those same cities have been like, it's the same ones that have been repeat customers here.
Anaheim, Chicago, Columbus last year, top three. They find themselves in the top four.
Same ones. Mm-hmm. And you'll look 10 years ago, probably Columbus is in that again.
Yeah, other than Chicago. I mean, Chicago, Anaheim had their nice little run too. Mm-hmm. All right, let's sim the lottery, shall we? I'm going to press the button because...
Is this how it's determined, or is this just your thoughts?
Well, no, this is just those. I think this is just whatever the odds are gives a realistic simulation of how they're going to pull the ping pong
fake slot machine right now.
I'm playing the fake slot without any money attached to it. Ready? Here we go. We're doctoring up. The wheel is spinning. The wheel is spinning. The wheel is spinning. With the number one overall pick in the 2024 NHL draft, the Chicago Blackhawks have number one again. That's great. San Jose moves down to number two. Anaheim sticks at three. We stick at four. So we stayed pat with the sim lottery. Let's do it again. Oh, we dropped two. We're picking six now on the second sim.
Turn that off, Beam. It's only negative energy coming
out of
it.
Third sim, we also dropped two. We're down to six again.
So
out of the three average, we stayed at four once, and then we dropped to six twice.
Why don't we move up?
We can't. We can't move up. I mean, mathematically, we can, but you know that that's not going to happen.
You wasted a whole season, but you weren't bad enough to get the number one pick. But here's the reality. There's not anybody in there that is Connor McDavid, Connor Bedard. Like, there's no Sidney Crosby. Someone where you look at, like, the fortunes of your franchise will change and hinge upon that person.
I couldn't even tell you the number one overall prospect this year. Couldn't. I don't know if there's an overwhelming number one. I don't know if it's like scattered across the board, but pretty wild to think of. Like last year you had
What's Mark Scheig up to? He probably knows.
Should we text Scheig during the break? Mark, give us a breakdown. Who do we need to know about in the draft? I'm sure he will text us back immediately.
Svobodes, would he know?
Svobodes would know. Yeah. Yeah, I'll text them both. Get them both on a group chat. See if they have differing opinions.
Slurping down some of that red drink.
Are we gonna have a GM before the draft? That's the real
question. When is the Jackets? The draft's this summer, right?
Yeah, the draft's here in a little bit of
time.
Yeah,
we'll have the draft. Well, I would imagine the Jackets will have someone before then.
But I would hope so. They didn't have a coach before the draft last year.
Well, they knew better. Chose not to pay out, you know, use his buyout.
It's at the end of June. We'll for sure have a GM by then.
You would think.
28th and 29th of June. So it's in a couple of months, about 5 weeks.
Right. Well, how do you feel about it, Shark?
I feel like we're going to pick fourth.
I feel like we're going to pick fifth, if anything. There's 0% chance that they will get anything above fourth. And I feel like there's a higher likelihood for us to undermine our pick than there is to actually like
underperform versus overperform.
Totally. That's good.
Yeah. Because why would I have any evidence to the contrary? Although this would be the year that they would overperform and get one because there's no can't miss prospect up there.
It'd be like the year the Cavs won the lottery and picked Anthony Bennett.
I love that. There's nobody
else out there.
Is he playing anywhere at all?
Well, he might be playing in Turkey or something.
What year was that?
That was like 2013. That had to be.
Well, they used him to pick up Kevin Love in
2013 NBA draft. Victor Oladipo went second. Otto Porter Jr. went third. Cody Zeller went fourth. Alex Len went fifth. Nerlens Noel went sixth. There's not a whole... I mean, hey, Giannis went 15th in that draft, so...
There are guys out there. You just picked the wrong ones. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what people are like, well, you got the number one pick, and no one knew. I'm like, there's always someone out there. Always someone out. What year was that, you said?
2013, but that was 11 years ago.
Couldn't be the 2014. Well, no, they got the number one pick in 14 because that was the Wiggins draft.
Oh, that's right. They went back to back.
Let me ask you this, Shark. If you could go back, they draft Wiggins and they flip him for Love, right?
Yep. Wiggins and Bennett.
And Bennett. Well, yeah, you want to throw Bennett in there. Yep. That's the topper.
Well, Minnesota wanted it in there.
Yeah. If you could go back, would you have just rather taken Joel Embiid?
You mean Giannis?
No, in 2014, not 13.
That's a great question.
What did Embiid go?
I think he went third.
Went third. Third of the Sixers.
Jabari Parker went
and
second.
And then he didn't play for a couple years, right? Didn't Embiid miss like two out of his first 3 years?
2014, 15, and 16. Yeah,
missed his first 3 years.
Yeah.
To answer your question, Bob, I would say things, I don't want to change the past because we got an NBA championship. So
out of Kevin Love.
Out of Kevin Love. I mean, right now, as things turned out, you know, Wiggins turned out to be a really good player. He would have been good if he'd stayed in Cleveland.
It took him time, though. It wasn't like he was good right away.
And probably if LeBron doesn't come, Kyrie would have stayed in Cleveland. Who knows? But, you can't change the past because it got you an NBA title.
So you're saying no, definitively.
I'm going to say no. Although, if they draft Joel Embiid, does Minnesota make the trade?
Right.
For Embiid and Bennett. For Kevin Love. I don't know.
Then Minnesota could be having Joel Embiid and Anthony Edwards.
Oh, the Ant-Man.
Yeah, that would be pretty...
The good news is in the second round, they took Joe Harris out of Virginia when Nikola Jokic was still on the board.
Yeah, draft revision's always tough.
Yeah, I mean, you can laugh at the Cavs for that, but you can laugh at 29 other teams for not taking...
You can laugh at every team in the NFL for... Yeah. You know, not picking Tom Brady.
Right.
You know, I mean, we could do that.
You know, Tom Brady was laughing at them.
And everybody was laughing at Tom Brady, and Tom Brady was laughing at everybody else, especially in the roast, which I haven't even watched yet.
Have you seen some of the clips out of it, though?
They're pretty, pretty lewd.
Oh, they're pretty great. Pretty great. Julian Edelman, he went strong. Came really strong. Had some nice Aaron Hernandez jokes in there. Jeez.
I saw Gronk spiked a shot glass.
So Bill Belichick
and it like
Robert
lacerated
Kraft.
Someone in the front row.
Of course,
glass just shattered. Yeah,
they weren't wearing their safety goggles.
No, they weren't. Hey, new rules change in college athletics. I think that's going to be a good thing for bowl games. That's next. Morning Juice right here on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now as you're heading out the door, no major crashes we're watching, but we are seeing busy traffic on 33 near the Plain City area. Also on 161 in and out of New Albany. I'm 10TV's Amy Steckerwald with your Fan traffic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bobby played football for Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick. Beamer played football for a drunk named Joe who worked at the gas station. You're listening to Morning Juice.
Well, Tuesday edition of the program. We're interviewing Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark. NHL draft lottery. Macklin Celebrini is a notch below Connor Bedard. So I just wanted to get that out there. Got a couple of tweets about that. Notch below Connor Bedard.
If I don't know his name, he's not generational.
Hey, it's Tuesday.
Oh, boy. If it's Tuesday, it means it's an appetizer Tuesday, and the featured appetizer at Roosters, well, it's going to be $3 all day long. And today's featured appetizer, Beam, well, it's Roosters onion feathers, battered onion petals, fried golden brown, and served with a side of plucking sauce, which I affectionately call pluck you sauce.
That's right.
It's like the spicy ranch. Little horseradish in there, and it is going to be good.
I love a little horseradish.
They were delicious yesterday, and they're fantastic. They're $3 all day long. Plus, Roosters, they've got some new seasonal menu items that came out. Nashville chicken sandwich, really good.
Did you get Shark his medium flappers, or did you go with the garlic parm up on his?
Oh, you know what? I didn't know I got the medium. I've got some garlic parm sauce. I get my drums. I do 10 drums in the Nashville.
Oh, you're a drummy guy, huh?
I do 10 drums, Nashville rub, and naked.
Okay.
And then I'll get sauce. And I used to do the, like, Thai or the...
Like the Thai chili?
Thai chili, yes, the Thai chili. And now I do, well, I still do that, but this, they've got this new mango. They've got two new sauces, garlic parmesan, which you just referenced, and then the mango habanero. So yeah. I got couple of those on the side, and I was doing some test dips yesterday to kind of see. Garlic parmesan is good. Mango habanero, I really like. I enjoy like a good sweet and spicy.
Yeah, me too.
And so if you like sweet and spicy, the mango habanero is going to be for you.
Well, I feel like the Thai chili would kind of like echo the like.
It is. It's very habanero. Similar to the Thai chili.
Maybe a little hotter.
Yes, it's got a little bit more, a little different, but it's similar elements to that. And then they also have a new. They've got a cauliflower crust pizza. They got this Nashville. Pizza as well. They've got like the ultimate Big Bob, which has the aforementioned Roosters onion feathers on the burger.
Nice.
Which is really going to bring it home for you. There's a couple other things. I mean, that's about as much as I can remember.
I'm glad you like the naked wing. I'm also like naked wing dry rub guy. Those are my favorite. I like the bread. And Roosters is a great breaded wing.
Yeah, they're good.
But the naked fried with like the dry rub on it, for me, is like,
Nicole told me that. She's like, yeah, we do these. I'm like, how have I been coming to Roosters for all this time? I never knew that.
Yeah.
I've been coming here for like 15 years. And we're going to be giving away a $50 gift card at 8:20. So make sure you stay locked in and listening there. If you can answer the question, you'll get the gift card in maybe a month or two. We're not sure.
That sounds so good.
We're working on it. Yeah. We're going to get that. We're going to get the delivery mechanism on that picked up.
Hey, as revenue was sharing with college athletics becomes a growing possibility, some bowl leaders are already hoping for a collective bargaining agreement with the players that would significantly help lower the number of postseason opt-outs. Nick Carparelli, executive director of bowl
Arthur Fonzarelli?
Him too. Executive director of bowl season. And to be quite honest with you and very transparent, I had no idea that there was a committee or anything involved of something just called bowl season. I didn't even know that was a thing. Had no clue that there was someone in charge of the entire bowl schedule. No clue at all. I thought it was just a total free-for-all wasteland.
This isn't NOM. There are rules. I mean, who do you think sets up when the games are? Like, so
I thought it was just the TV networks, and they told them, hey, this is when we're playing this game, this is when we're doing this.
A lot of them are on ESPN, ABC, but there are, CBS has some, I think NBC's got a couple. Like, they've got to schedule that stuff out. It's not like it just happens.
It makes sense now that we're talking about it. I just didn't think that there was one of those. It sounds like a pretty sweet gig.
Let me tell you this. If there's a chance in college athletics to form a committee,
you're right.
There's going to be a committee formed.
Party don't ever think, committee?
Yeah, don't ever think that there's the committee to plan parties, don't ever think for a second that they're going to pass up on a great committee opportunity.
Kevin, it says lunch party. Well, can't we just turn the U or turn the U into an A, flip it upside down? Then it would say lunch party, Kevin. Would you like that?
Oh, it's so good.
I had no clue that this guy was even in charge of it, but he told ESPN at the Fiesta Bowl Spring Summit this week that his understandings from speaking with conference commissioners and NCAA President Charlie Baker is that NIL collectives are destined to be brought in-house, of course. Mm-hmm. Now we have learned about that with the multi-billion dollar lawsuit. Yeah. We got some other stuff we can get into, too, as well, like coming up about South Carolina and Clemson and all kinds of different things in there. And so here's what he had to say, Mr. Carparelli, the executive director of Bowl Season and the committee to plan parties. They said, if you sign a contract and receive compensation, you're obligated to perform certain duties.
Yep.
In this case, play 12 regular season games and a bowl game.
Yep.
Or a bowl game and the playoff. That's logical to expect. It's the way the rest of us working folks operate. This is what we get into when we're going to go to the bargaining table, the CBA, the negotiating stuff. And there was an interesting little piece that came out by Pete Nakos yesterday of on the On3 network, which I thought was pretty good. And we can get into that coming up in our next segment as well. I don't know what that was. Computer just fired away a
notification.
You've got mail. Yeah. Hello? Who was that? It's the party planning committee. But I think this is a great point from Mr. Carparelli.
What did the Nakos situation say?
Said that like they're going to go to the bargaining table.
Oh yeah.
But they don't, like, college athletes don't want to at this point become employees.
Yeah. And so it'll be interesting how that's going to work. They don't have to necessarily be employees, and you don't need a quote union, but you could have some sort of professional organization that you be a part of. And hey, when you're getting compensation on the other side of that, then there's going to be some constraints placed around that compensation because it's coming directly from the university, like you said, Beam. Playing in all 12 games, assuming you're healthy, playing in whatever postseason games are going to be out there. And that's a logical expectation because we are now paying for your services in theory.
Right.
The name, image, and likeness element of it. And it's something nobody really wants to talk about. But with this, there will be some other positives. They'll just having some higher level conversations yesterday over on campus and listening to some of the thoughts that are coming out that you'll be able to probably do like 2-year deals, 3-year deals with guys. So in doing that, there won't be the portal element there. They'll be able to put some constraints around the portal, tighten the portal windows down some. And so there won't be dealing with some of these issues that are currently plaguing college athletics right now.
We'll tell you, you know, we've heard obviously from the big time like decision makers in college athletics. What do the players actually want? We'll get into that coming up in our next segment. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now, no crashes that we're watching, but we are seeing busy traffic on 71 as you come into downtown. Also on 33 out in the Plain City area. I'm 10TV's Amy Stagerwald with your Fan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Beamer is tweeting about Formula One.
Oh, hells yes.
Bobby is tweeting Rick Springfield concert video. Both are a cry for help.
This is one twisted mother.
This is Morning Juice.
Coming up here, this time next hour, around 7:33, Uncle Bo, he's going to join the program. Talk all things brownies. Really, all things life with Uncle Bo. Very much looking forward to getting to chat with him. We were just talking about the bowl schedule and how the collective bargaining between now college athletes and decision makers might be ultimately a good thing for them, right? I mean, we know there's going to be some give and take. Both sides kind of have power. We'll ultimately see what it looks like when they do end up getting to like a bargaining table and a negotiating table. I mean, still, you have to go through, I would say, a few more significant steps until we get to that point. But that's going to be on the horizon. Like, that's going to happen. Now, this NCAA lawsuit with the NIL, like House v. NCAA, that's the big one that you're going to want to pay attention to. That is the settlement that is supposedly going to be in the neighborhood of somewhere of $2.7 billion, the settlement paid over the course of 10 years by the NCAA. to different people. Now, we've also been talking about how it's going to be a good thing for the Bulls because they're going to have in their collective bargaining situation and their side of the argument, well, you have agreed to play, and what you need to do is agree to play 12 regular season games. And if your program or your university gets into a situation in which they're not into in the 12 teams in the college football playoff, that we want you playing in the postseason game, which I think will be a good thing for Bulls, right? I mean, the last couple of years we've seen, I mean, just a myriad of players opt out of Bulls. And I don't remember who the first one to really do it was, but it was like the world was burning down. Like, that was an unthinkable thing.
Was it running back for LSU?
Leonard Fournette. Where my mind went too. I thought he was pretty early on.
One of the first prominent players, yeah, I believe, to do that and just say, hey, I'm out of here. You know, I'm not worried about that. And get, you know, maybe he had an ankle or something. I'm going to get healthy for, you know, the draft, the combine, and move on. So, yeah, that. It's been a minute since that's happened. It's probably been, what, 6, 7, 8 years now?
Yeah, that easily.
That it's been since then. So now they've been trying to figure out how to make this greater degree of relevancy. And when you pay guys for something, there's something written in the contract, well, there's the expectation that you've got to get that done. So we'll see if this impacts that. Because I would imagine it would. Like I said, there can be multi-year contracts with this now. And so there can be expectations on the other side, and it will help eliminate and it'll help discourage and put some constraints around transfers, because there's got to be some, there has to be some being difficulty in doing that.
Yeah.
I'm all for transfer one time and play. But after that,
bad situation, you're homesick, you don't like the coach, you don't like the school.
If you're not, just whatever reason. Not going to play, but you've spent time there. The thing is that it's going to be hard everywhere. I don't know if you saw, I mean, Colorado, they brought in a corner last year to play opposite Travis Hunter. Was supposed to be really good. Mm-hmm. One of the top corners in the country. You know, the dude transferred already. Like, he didn't play last year. You know, I guess he had attitude issues and other things, transferred already. You know, probably maybe transfer again. Like, the problem is college football at any decent program is going to be hard. It's going to be really hard.
Yeah.
And so you've got to understand the difficulty. Anything in life that's worth a damn is going to be difficult. You have to sacrifice a little bit. You have to sacrifice a little bit to be able to move forward and to be able to have success. Like, you've got to be able to grow, and the way that that happens, sometimes it's through a painful process. Beam, I was just notified, I think Jadeveon Clowney.
No, he played in the bowl game against Michigan. I remember him smoking the Michigan running back and popping his helmet off. That's right before he
was his sophomore year, though?
Was it?
I think that may have been his sophomore year. I think he sat out part of his senior season, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm not positive on that. I'm trying to remember. It seems like so long ago. Heck, that was probably about 10 years ago. So you read through the history.
I know. I'm trying. There's so many. I mean, Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette decided to skip their bowl game. This article was April 28th of 2017. When Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette decided to skip their bowl games last December, nobody really knew how it would impact their NFL draft status. Okay, so those were the first two guys to do it. It seems in 2017, McCaffrey and Fournette. Those were the couple of guys.
Those guys both did, but I'm trying to remember this Clowney situation here. Track college career 12, 13. No, you're right. Five tackles, played in that game, and now he's going to forgo his season. Yeah, he played, you're right, Wisconsin, that's correct, and then he left his senior year. So he may have been hurt, missed some games that season, but yeah, he only played in 11 of their 13, but he played in the final game of the year.
I think it was for Fournette and then Fournette-McCaffrey. Yeah. Those were the two guys.
Yeah, because they're the test cases of trying to figure it out, and they played running back. You know, it's a position where you take a lot of deal a lot of shots, take a lot of hits, and so I get it.
Yeah, I do too. So I thought this was interesting from Pete Nakos. Like, we've heard from bowl executives of what they want, like in this collective bargaining. We've heard from like athletic directors, like what do the players actually say? And I thought this was interesting. And Pete Nakos does a really good job covering like NIL transfer portal stuff for On3. Does a really, really good job of it. So, they released a statement to the College Football Players Association, the CFBPA. We at the College Football Players Association believe that current players should be able to choose to fight the battle for formal employment and collective bargaining if that is the battle that they want to fight. as was the case with the Dartmouth men's basketball team. But increasingly, as we talk to current athletes on multiple football programs around the country, there does not seem to be an appetite for these types of legal battles over formal employment, unionization, and collective bargaining. As such, at the CFBPA, we have begun thinking about what a new model of collective bargaining might look like. A hybrid option that stops short, full of employee classification for college athletes, but that gives the athletes numerous protections and the ability to collectively bargain with schools and or conferences. So it's going to stop short of that, of them being actual employees, but they are going to get to the bargaining table. Like, that seems to be the overwhelming majority of what college football players actually want.
Yeah, they don't want to be actual employees for the most part. And that's not speaking for everybody, but I think on a whole. But what they do want is to make sure they can negotiate, get some things, and, you know, you're going to be able to get a cut of that TV revenue, which is so large now.
Yeah.
What is going to be really interesting, though, and this is, as these things come in house, you know, just talking to some administrators and trying to figure out how this is going to work. And, you know, they had the Virginia law, I forget, maybe the House versus NCAA case. They're talking, you know, the number for $20 million has been thrown around. Mm-hmm. Up to $20 million schools could, you know, divert of their income, the athletic department income, to compensating players. And so with that, it's like, how are they going to, because this has been the biggest issue that I've seen is any of these lawsuits, they've always been reported on players being able to derive their full value.
Yep.
And that is true of men's football, basketball, softball, gymnastics. Like, it doesn't matter, regardless of sport. Now, the problem becomes when you bring this in-house, you're then trying to privatize. There's a privatization element of this, private business and market, in essentially a quasi-government entity that has to operate under federal law. And so with that, federal law, there's Title IX, which talks about equal opportunity. And that's why there's equal scholarships for men's and women's sports across the board at every school. And they said, okay, let's say the number's $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, 10 would go to men's sports, 10 would go to women's. Of that 10, probably the overwhelming majority is going to football and some to men's basketball and maybe a third sport in there at any given school.
And what do you think, 90%?
Yeah.
90% goes to football and basketball?
Yes. I would say it's probably 75-80 to football, 15-20. It's just because football is such a bigger roster.
Yeah.
And then you'll have an equal share of that going to the women's sports under Title IX. And so you'll obviously have a lot of other sports that you can divvy that up. It's a lot of money that you can give to some of these women that play. My thing is, like, the next evolution of that in the lawsuits is, like, if you're telling me that we're able to derive our full value, the players understand and everybody understands that these television contracts, as currently comprised, 90% of the value is all from the football deals. And if you look at any athletic department, the overwhelming majority at 90% of these schools is derived from football valuation. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious to see if any of those players then say, why are we splitting half of this with everyone else? We're the ones that derive the value from it. And so the theory is you cannot derive full value and have Title IX. Like, those are two, NIL and Title IX are diametrically opposed if you're talking about just allocating dollars based upon them being in. Now, there are some, when we've seen this, there are examples of certain women and female athletes who are very valuable in the NIL space.
Of course.
But just allocating it to people who maybe don't derive that value and don't push the value of the television deals, which is where all this money is coming from, there's going to be, I think, issues with that after a year or two.
I think here's a really good, and I think this kind of goes to your point on this Pete Nakos article again on Three. Said, in rules, essentially the industry's financial model will in fact be changed. That's expected to be achieved when the NCAA creates the framework for a revenue sharing model, which will enable schools to directly compensate athletes. But as settlement the blockbuster House case nears, the biggest question, most significant component to watch for is whether it includes protection from future lawsuits which is probably what you're talking about.
Yeah, because I'm not signing anything that's saying that you're going to limit the ability of my ability to earn.
It says, in light of the mountain of legal threats facing the NCAA, retiring American Athletic Conference commissioner Mike Oresko told On3, college sports has, quote, become candy store for lawyers.
It is.
Yeah.
And
it's a mess.
It is. And believe me, I'm not all about getting the legal aspect into this because I think it needs to get out. But the point that I proposed is something that someone's going to bring up.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And these things have gone to the Supreme Court, and I'm curious to see how they would choose to rule on that, because that's where it would have to ultimately go. Because you're talking about a federal, federal legislation with Title IX, and that cannot coexist under driving full value under NIL. It just can't. Not the way things are set up right now. If there's a difference in consumer preference, then that can change. And if you have massive TV numbers on the women's side, like you had in this NCAA tournament, yep, then you know what? There'll be a market for that, and there'll be dollars allocated to that. But under the current situation, that's not how it is. And you have to have years of sustainability of that before I think any television entity or marketing entity, as media entity, is going to push significant dollars to the degree of men's basketball and football towards the women's side of the game, because there just hasn't been the demand for it.
We're going to get Juice next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there, and good morning. Right now, heading out the door, no major crashes we're watching. We are seeing busy traffic on 33 westbound on the southeast side and on 161 in and out of New Albany. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan traffic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just a couple of dudes being guys.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
You're listening to Morning Juice.
Hey, there's potential for me to grow 2 more inches. There's potential for the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse to come riding on in. Don't believe everything you hear about the weather. But here's the good news. It's almost pool season, and it's time to go see my folks at Affinity Whole Health, the leader in the testosterone hormone replacement therapy game. They're just not here to optimize your T levels. They're here for weight loss as well. That's right. Affinity, they can help you lose weight and alleviate symptoms that come with low T. Affinity offers semaglutide injections for weight loss in addition to testosterone treatments, so you can say goodbye to low energy, low libido, and say hello to weight loss and muscle gain. Go shirtless down Bourbon Street. Go shirtless at the pool. Go shirtless everywhere, as long as you're not going to a restaurant. So go to feelgreatcolumbus.com. That's feelgreatcolumbus.com.
What's got you juiced?
Sponsored by Newman Roofing. Call Newman Roofing today at 614-NEW-ROOF or visit online at newmanroofing.com.
Shark?
Yes.
What's Schlegs got to say this morning?
It's just you, your boys, your coaches, ride or die, go buck yourself, whoever we play.
A little different energy than he had this morning at 6:35.
Yeah. Different energy.
You've heard of sleepy Joe Biden. We had sleepy Anthony Schlegel.
And he's going to reappear at 8:05 in our next segment. So super juiced about that.
It's magical. It's just magical how you do that, Beam. I don't really have anything to be juiced about today, so let me just run down, since Bob's not going to be here tomorrow or Thursday, let me run down Duel at Dawn episode number 62.
Kentucky, if I didn't win, you don't need to talk about it.
We had the Kentucky Derby draft, Bob. You took Fierceness with the number one pick in the draft, and he finished 15th.
Terrible.
And then Beamer took Sierra Leone.
I don't want to take that horse. He cheated. The jockey cheated. I want to not attach my name to that horse.
Well, it got you a point, Beam, so take it. I'm all giving right. him to you.
All right.
Take the gift.
Take the horse.
The Twins have won 10 straight. How long will the winning streak go? Beamer said it will only go to 10. Bobby said 12. Bobby was right. It was exactly 12.
2 points.
We're tied at 1.
12 points.
How many of the 4 NBA teams trailing 3-2 will rally to win the series? Beamer said 0. Bobby said 1. It was 0.
A couple of them had chances, and they blew it.
Beamer leads 2-1. How many lead changes will there be in game 6 between the Cavs and Magic? Bobby said 11. Beamer said 12. It was exactly 11.
Wow.
We're tied 2-2.
Uh-oh.
How many points will Donovan Mitchell score in game 6? Bobby said 24. Beamer said 27. It was 50.
Yeah, I knew that was.
Beamer leads 3-2.
Should have taken the over on that one.
What place will Jordan Spieth finish in this week's Byron Nelson? Bobby said 4th. Beamer said 11th. He missed the cut.
Nice.
Beamer's up 4-2. Who will win
well,
the
Bruins? Well, it's kind of unknown his finish then, really.
Who will?
Right. We both shouldn't get a point.
Well, he finished 71st. Who will win the Bruins Maple Leafs playoff series? You both said the Bruins. And so Beamer wins 5-3. By the way, the tiebreaker
on the nose.
The tiebreaker, Bob. If you'd have gotten to the tiebreaker, you would have won.
You would have scored me differently.
It was the what will be the winning time in the Kentucky Derby? Bobby said 202.5. Beamer said 204.48. It was 203.34. So Bobby was 84 one-hundredths of a second off. Beamer was 1.12 seconds off. So Bobby would have won that. Darn it. We didn't get that far. Bob, what has you juice?
Oh, goodness. Let's play some of this Nick Saban.
Okay.
Get mental toughness because things are hard. You know, and you got to embrace hard. I think that's true in your life. I think it's true in football. You know, tough times make hard people. Easy times make soft people. It's no different in football. You know, if it's hard, you got to embrace hard.
Absolutely. That's a lot shorter than the Crow and the Eagle. We're going to save that for Friday because that's good. We're up against it. That's got me juiced.
What's the Crow and the Eagle about?
Oh, you're going to want to hear Friday what's
this
got you
time.
Juiced.
It's 48 hours, more than that. 71 hours and
you're gonna
want to
hear about the Crow
right
and the
now.
Eagle. How sweet was that, Shark?
That was great.
You're gonna want to hear about the Crow
is
and the Eagle.
David Attenborough describing wildlife?
Who knows?
What's got me juiced? Manchester United got smoked yesterday 4-0, but Willie was in his full kit yesterday, so that was pretty cool. He can't kick a ball. Just, I put a ball at his feet yesterday, just like one of Theo's little balls that he's got, and he just immediately goes to pick the ball up. And I'm like showing him to do it. Like I'm using my feet. I'm kicking it around, and it gets to his feet. He just has a big smile, goes down in like a deep squat, and then picks the ball up and puts it in his mouth. I'm like, all right, we'll figure it out at some point. That's got me fired up yesterday. It was a pretty awesome day, man. Can't complain at all. Beautiful, not beautiful weather, but it wasn't too bad. The boy got a nice nap in, and he crushed his sleep last night. So anytime that happens, I feel like we're pretty good, and he's been in a good mood for like the last week. So super, super fired up about that. Also fired up, we talked to Sleepy Schlegs in the 6 o'clock hour. And if you missed that, we're going to re-air it for you next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Heading out right now. No major crashes that we are tracking. Seeing busy traffic on I-71 as you come into downtown Columbus and on 33 westbound on the southeast side. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan traffic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you can find a show that's closer to Buckeye football, it would be hosted by Ryan Day. You're listening to Morning Juice.
Hour 3 of the program for us on a Tuesday. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark. Coming up here momentarily, we'll be rejoined by Anthony Schlegel. And here at 8:35 this morning, we'll be joined, as always, by Uncle Bo.
Keeping you informed about what's trending this morning, it's time for a little re-rack on Morning Juice.
Sponsored by Billiards Plus, your destination for top-of-the-line grills with up to 30-year warranties. Billiards Plus on Dublin Center Drive in Dublin.
NBA playoffs last night, Knicks come from behind, take down the Pacers 121-117. That is a 1-0 series advantage now to the New York Knicks. Wolves hammer the Nuggets again, 106-80. 2-0 in favor of Anthony Edwards and the T-Wolves.
2-0 advantage as they head back now to Minnesota. I mean, Denver Nuggets got absolutely smoked last night, and their title defense looks to be on life support. Again, heading into Minnesota, 2-0 down.
They said that's what they do is they win. That's what the Joker said.
Well,
winning culture.
We'll see. We'll find out here in game number 3 in a couple of days' time. Then the Cavs are at the Celtics tonight at 7 o'clock. Cavs, an 11.5-point road underdog as we get into tonight's game number 1, the opener of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Had a chance to check in with this man a little bit earlier on in the program.
The best way to start a morning is with a heavy dose of iron. Gas station ready, always. It is Schlag Day.
Sponsored by Sugar Shannara Accident Attorneys. We go to war for you at warforyou.com. That's warforyou.com.
And now it's the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Checking with our great friend. He is Anthony Schlegel. Schlegs, happy Tuesday, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning, Columbus.
Yes. Yes. Schlegs, so let's tell the good folks of Columbus where you're at and what is going on.
Well, right now, I'm in my hotel room. It's 5:35 in the morning in Fort Worth. I got Dr. Dan Sensor, a.k.a. Dr. Dickel, a.k.a. Dr. Techie. He's our sports science guy.
Is he beside you?
Well, I mean, I could get him nestle up to him. Hey, Dan, you want me to come nestle up to you?
Wait.
He's right there. He just started giggling. I'm just going to come over along his bed while I do this interview.
How's that leg tat? Is that leg tat looking good on him, Schlegs?
Hey, look at that leg tat. No, I can't see it. It's under the covers. But anyways, now
just lift him up.
Anyways, yeah, hey, we've been getting down here, getting a little bumpy. Oh, my goodness, guys, let me tell you something. So I know today's a Tuesday, and I cheated on everybody there in Columbus, Ohio, and I went to Metroflex Gym yesterday. And I did Schlag Day yesterday. And when I say that, I probably lifted well over 20,000 pounds of iron on my legs yesterday. It was fantastic.
Did you get any, like, memory? When's the last time you've been down there?
Probably a year ago, to see family, to actually be able to go up there and, like, train with Brian. It was me, Brian, and another, and, like, a bodybuilder that he trains that's, like a pro, it was awesome. I mean,
so would you consider yourself an amateur?
I'm not really I'm not a pro bodybuilder, Bob.
Just an amateur.
I'm not an amateur bodybuilder. I'm not a bodybuilder at all. I'm just a guy that likes to eat freaking heavy doses of iron. What? I told Steph, she was like, what'd you do? I was like, Steph, let me tell you something. It was awesome because I just literally did legs for almost 2 hours.
Yeah, buddy.
She's like, why? Like, that's terrible. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, it is exactly what I needed. I feel fantastic. Now, I hydrated my face off the rest of the day because I was going to cramp. I was already starting to cramp when I left, and I found me at Chipotle somewhere in Fort Worth, and I pounded that. But anyways, it was great. And then we went to the conference, got to see a lot of people, got to talk to a lot of vendors, got to do some research and development for the armory and some cool things. So it was great, man.
Before we get into the R&D arm of what you're doing, does this remind you, waking up in a hotel room with another guy, remind you of those nights at the Blackwell back when you were in college? Because we've heard some pretty good stories that Bob has shared over the years about that.
Oh, my God. My life has been full of opportunities, or not opportunities, of times where I've just had roommates for long, extended periods of time. And on the Blackwell, that one, I mean, whether that was like pregame or official visit or I don't know what, obviously good memories. I played in the UFL. Me and a guy named Tim McGargo, who's the D coordinator at Northwestern, we lived in a hotel room together like this for like 3 to 4 months for 2 years straight. Playing in the UFL. Like, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes, but it's great. And I got Dr. Dickel over there.
Absolutely.
All techie. He's got his little glasses on. Matter of fact, we're gonna go to a thing today. It's gonna be quite exciting about GPS and hamstring injuries. It's about I think it's at 4 o'clock. 2:50, you got speed and plyos. It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be quite frothy. And then we got Scott Sinclair from Georgia's at like 10:20. So that'll be good. Good day. Then I'm going to go lift weights at Metroflex again, upper body style.
So let me ask you this, Sykes. Everybody out there, I'm trying to give you a primer because I know your wife thinks that's terrible.
You know what? You're great. You love to pump the primer, Bob.
You know it. Listen, nobody will prime and fluff quite the way I will for you, Sykes. Believe that.
I appreciate it.
So, what? Give me a little outline of what that 2 hour. Give the folks a window into what that 2 hour leg workout looks like. Just sets, reps, different exercises. Because I don't know if many people could create that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? The one thing we didn't do. I'm just going to go into it. So we started with leg extensions. It started with like 25, 20, 15, 10. The stack was 10. And then we added a 25 on the back of it for another 10. And then I think I did that for like 30 because it was like just freaking go. I was like, okay, and I did it for 30. Then we added a 45 on the back of the stack. And I did that for like 8, and then we dropped it down and hit a set of 50. So that's how we started, which my patella tendonitis, like I've been doing a lot of stuff at the Armory, doing a lot of ice holds. It feels great. I never had issues when I always did leg extensions. So I like priming my lower body with some leg extensions. I mean, it was just fantastic. Then we squatted, and it was like freaking really heavy, a lot of volume. We started with like 20, 15, 12, 10, 8, 6, drop set. I went up to like 405, 4, I don't know what I did. And then I dropped it down to 315 and hit it. No, I went up to 455, then I dropped down for 6, and I dropped down, I hit it like 315 for like 20. That was terrible. And then we went to leg press, then we hack squatted, then we belt squatted, after squats, we did leg press, and we did it for like, we did like 4 sets, and I ended up putting 14 plates on each side.
Perfect.
Jordan did, I don't know how far I was moving, it didn't matter, but then we dropped it down, we went down to like 6 plates. And we just did it for 90 seconds. That was quite terrible. Then when we finally got to hamstring curls, and we were doing single legs and double legs, so it was like 10, 10, 10. And then we just went crazy on that. Basically, then we went to single leg curls. Then we went to like some like hypers. And then we finished with some calves.
I'm glad you finished with some calves. I mean, that seems like it probably should have been the core of your workout. How many repetitions of a squat / like leg bend, the multi-joint movement did you get, you think, yesterday?
I can't even think.
Multiple hundreds.
I would say on average, you probably did like, I'll just say of all the things, right, going down, the number was probably 12 to 15. So let's take that, right? So you got extensions, but it was so many more than that. I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know how to equate the tonnage or the amount of reps that we did. But you know what, though? The freaking legs are freaking just like solid. You hear that?
That's good.
Yeah,
you're smacking on some meat in your bed.
It's
fantastic. Okay, I'm just excited for you. I'm excited.
I'm excited for me, too. I'm going to get this chest pumping today, But we got a great day going on down here at the old CSCCA convention.
How sore do you think your legs are going to be when you get out of bed?
I mean, good thing you guys got me up 5:35 this morning because I'm going to hydrate a little bit, and I'm going to work on some hip mobility. Well, I've been working on my hip mobility right now while you guys have been talking to me while I'm sitting in this bed. Feeling good, man. What is going up there? What's going on up there?
Nothing.
We're having a great time.
We're hanging out. William's walking out. It was Court's birthday yesterday. We got all kinds of good stuff going on up here.
It's freaking awesome.
Shark's within like 60 weeks of retiring now.
60 weeks?
Yeah.
Good for you, Shark. I will say this. The best part about being down here is that you get to see like all the peoples, right? You know, like Brady Collins from Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. Head strength coach of Wisconsin, he's down here. You got Nico Palazzetti, head strength coach of Cincinnati, he's down the road. All the guys that work for Coach Mick, different eras, men and women. Like
the Eras Tour. I like that.
Mm-hmm. The Eras Tour. You just chopping it up with people. I mean, and there's a lot of great people, guys, that I've known, you know, from buying the product, the difference, or the profession, where they're at, talking shop, ideas, you know, like, it's great. It's a great little time. So, Dan just farted right there for you guys and the fan. Dude just broke wind right here in front of my face.
Hey.
Thanks, Dickle.
That's good. You guys sleeping foot to toe, or how's that? I mean,
you know what? Surprisingly enough, and you know, shout out to Heather Mason, their unbelievable female strength coach, just all around badass. She got us beds, like separate beds. Now Dan did try like about 2 o'clock in the morning. He came in the room. I'm older, guys, so I went to bed a little bit earlier because I knew I had this call. So I was like, I'm not going to be, you know. If I went to bed, stayed out real late, I wouldn't answer this call. But because of Columbus, I love you, I went to bed. But Dan came in about 3 o'clock in the morning and was like, Schlenz, let's put the bed together. I was like, that sounds terrible, bro. I ain't moving this bed, you know. He's like, but then we could spread out more if we have the bed.
Yes. That's like a great process.
That doesn't make any sense because there's a huge gap, you know, between both the beds. And I can spread out all up in this. No, I'm just kidding. He never did that. I don't want to say anything negative about Dan. Dr. Dick over there, great sports scientist, by the way. Loves to train and get bumpy. Big calves.
Oh, yeah. Way bigger than yours.
Way bigger than mine. Like, I don't even.
Because he's got a calf tat, Schlegs. If you had that calf tat, you might have a bigger calf.
If I had a calf tat, I think I was talking to Jace Middleton the other day about some tats, and he's like, I got a guy. I was like, well, you know what? I might have to go get something. I might have to fill out this left arm. My wife's like, why would you do that? I'm like, Steph, I'm 43. Like, you're already married to me. Like, we've been married for 20 years. Matter of fact, holy crap, Cinco freaking de Mayo, Columbus. How about that? I missed you guys yesterday or whatever that was. Was that 2 days ago?
Oh, Sunday. Sunday. Either way.
Close.
You know what? Cinco de Mayo, 1997. I asked Miss Stephanie Gail Price. I was like, hey, you look good. I look good. We should go out. You know, no, I didn't put it that way, but I asked her out on a bridge in this park. I was super romantic back in the day when I was 16. And she was my girlfriend right there, 97 Cinco de Mayo. Always remember this, boys and girls, especially the dudes. Find those key moments, those key days, and that's when you do all your proposing, all your asking outs, all those good things, because you never forget them. My youngest son was like, why'd you ask her out on Cinco de Mayo? I was like, son, it's been 27 freaking years, and I still remember that when I asked her to be my girlfriend. How do you think I did that? Cinco freaking de Mayo. And I love Mexican food.
And your wedding anniversary is on Valentine's Day, so we got that going for us, which is very easy. Buddy, always appreciate the time. Thanks for waking up with us here this morning. Enjoy the rest of your sleep, and we'll check in again next week, all right?
You know what? I'm going to go to sleep.
Buckeyes.
Yeah, Buckeyes. Hey, go Bucks, beat cancer. Get Tack and Dominate, bye.
There he goes. Anthony Schlegel earlier with us via the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Marvin Harrison Sr. has some advice for Marv Jr. That's next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now we are watching some slow moving traffic on I-71 northbound. There is a crash that has lanes blocked off just beyond the State Route 104 Frank Road exit. Expect delays coming in from the far south side. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan traffic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hash Browns and Smackdowns. You're listening to Morning Juice.
Here's Law here. Tuesday edition of the program. Brandon B, Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark, Uncle Bo. He's going to join the program coming up here around 8:35 in a few minutes time. But for now, let's do this.
You hear the sound?
That music tastes so good.
It's like Theo. What is the featured appetizer, you ask, for the appetizer Thursday? Oh, it's Rooster's onion feathers, battered onion petals, fried golden brown, served with a side of plucking sauce. That side of plucking sauce, it's like spicy ranch with some horseradish in it. It is delicious, and that means the Rooster's onion feathers are the featured appetizer. They'll be $3 all day long at Rooster's, so get over there and get them on this Appetizer Tuesday beam. And now we're going to give out a $50 gift card to Rooster's. So you can go there and try some of their delicious new menu items, like the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich. They've got a Nashville pizza, chicken pizza, this new cauliflower crust you can throw on there, a couple new wing sauces, the mango habanero, which is delicious, and the garlic parmesia or parmesan. Fantastic. What's the question?
614-821-9710. That's the phone number. Get the correct answer into Shark. You'll be walking away with a $50 Roosters gift card. We were talking about bowl opt-outs and how the committee for planning parties and the committee for planning bowl games is excited about players going to the bargaining table because they think there's going to be more players actually playing and you're not going to be able to opt out. Who is one of the two college football players that we mentioned that kind of kick-started this, at least from like our knowledge? Name one of the two players. Get it into Shark, 614-821-9710, and you're going to be walking away with a $50 gift card over to Roosters. So we've been giving William like some snacks, and he's been walking around like when he's eating. And traditionally, I mean, we put him in his high chair like when he's eating meals and, you know, stuff like that. But if he's cranky and we're not
Give him those little pouches, Beam.
So we do have the pouches.
Those are good.
We reserve.
Do you ever eat the pouches?
I taste everything that he eats. I've tasted
pouches.
The pouches
are good.
They are nice. We have some of these too. You put in the refrigerator. They're like a smoothie. Those are really good.
It's like everything's pureed food. That's just great. Fire right
into
me.
I got algorithm the other day on Instagram that was like some sort of like beef pouch, and I'm like, I don't know about that. I don't know if it's like a broth base.
That might be more of a European. You're more of a European thing, like a little mincemeat pie.
No thanks. But the pouches are good, and so we've been giving him, you know, snacks like right before dinner time. Again, like it's like we're 15 minutes away from dinner being served. We don't want to put him in the high chair because then by the time our dinner gets done, then he's going to be wanting to get out of the chair. So, you know, we've been giving him snacks to like while he's walking around. And so I forget what we were giving him last night, but it's so funny, Bob, because he's eating it. He's got it in his hand. It's like just like a little cracker or something. And he's eating it. He's got it in his hand. And Theo is like just staring at him because he's like, well, usually you're eating up there where I can't get to you unless you like hold the food down by the side. And so he's walking around with this cracker yesterday and he's just got it out by the side.
Just ate it out of his hand.
And Theo his mouth is like almost on the cracker. And I'm just looking at him, knowing exactly what he's gonna do. William's looking at Theo. Theo's looking at him in the eyeballs, and I just see his mouth open the slightest to take like a little tiny nibble. Theo. This is Theo. And he's opening his mouth, and I said, Theo. And he looks at me with big eyeballs, knowing like I probably shouldn't do this. Looks back to William, takes it right from him. I'm like, dude, you knew that was bad. You knew it was bad on both parts.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are obviously in cahoots together, but it was really funny because now he's walking around with food, and I'm like, well, Theo's just trailing him.
Oh yeah,
just trailing him. We might call either Theo or William our kitchen shadow. Like if they're right behind you in the kitchen, if you're chopping something up.
Yeah, it's falling around. Get some of the leftovers, the strays.
Theo was just the William kitchen, the cracker shadow last night. Anything you drop, crumbs, boom, going to attack for
it's
it.
It's good. Cleans it all up for you, Beam. That's
telling you, I don't know what we would do without a dog because that high chair would be a mess.
Oh, absolutely. Because we didn't have one.
Yeah.
I used to take it outside and just tip it over
smart.
And dump it out.
Yeah.
I was like, why? The first time, like, I'm not doing this because we got a sliding door in the back of our kitchen. Walk it, dump it out, just loads and loads of food just coming out of this, out of control, all out.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, it's pandemonium.
Like, how did you even get, like, we haven't had this for a week. How did that even, how has this been, like,
lodged in
the back? Has that been
in your shorts? Like, has that been on the chair? Where has that been hiding at? Yeah,
that's, so you get that, Beam, and then you get, like, my little dude who's 7, who was sick yesterday, threw on Lord of the Rings. He's like, Mom, I don't want to feel like this anymore. Like, yeah, buddy, I know it stinks. I'm sorry. It's my wife's birthday. He's sick. You know, a little bit of temperature, just been nauseous, you know, stomach, you know, just not feeling good. And then, I mean, yesterday he was throwing up in the bowl, like through his nose. He's like, I don't like this. Like, yeah, no one does, buddy. Hate to tell you. And let me put some Lord of the Rings on for you. And actually, we look through the the Hobbits and Lord of the Rings. He's always game for those. And they are nice, Beam, because they're real innings eaters for
you. Oh, yeah, Coach. Like, all of them ring up at least. The Hobbits maybe trend a little bit shorter, but not much.
And not if you get to watch the extended edition. That's they're true. All like rolling in about three and a half to four. Yeah. Like, it's a full, like, literally to watch the trilogy, the two trilogies, it's a full day's work.
Day
like
plus.
Like a 24 with
the,
hour.
If you're watching the extended cuts, I mean, it is a day plus.
Yeah, they're good. And so I put that on, fall asleep, wake up, watch them, and he loves them. So they were tremendous. I'm like, I just got to get Unspeakable and this nonsense off the TV because I can't be watching it, walking around in here and hearing this crap in this garbage. While
is that
you're,
like a YouTube channel or something?
Oh, yeah. You don't even know about this. Mr. Beast, it was his birthday day.
I know Mr. Beast.
Unspeakable. He is a grade A D-bag. I want to punch that guy in the face. And if I have to tell you, my kids tell me that he's richer than I am again, I'm like, I don't care. I don't care, dude. There's a lot of things that I could do to make money that I wouldn't be proud of or be able to put my head on the pillow at night. Acting like Unspeakable would be one of them.
Seven extreme ways to survive for 24 hours. Oh, that's an hour and 45 minutes.
You know what? Exactly. I'd like to go there. Try to survive me.
My room into a secret trampoline park. I filled my dump truck with Orbeez.
You know what?
What are we doing?
Tell my kids, this is why this guy is so wealthy, is because you watch all these stupid videos, okay? They're nonsense.
This guy has 17 million subscribers.
It's really, he's wildly successful, but he acts ridiculous. And then I tell my kids, I wouldn't mind you watching it if you didn't replicate that type of behavior. That's the problem. We all turn into like extra YouTuber mode all the time, and it's absolutely being gross.
Hey, before you do that, Terrence from Circleville is the winner of the $50 Roosters gift card. Who were two of the first players to see that?
Christian McCaffrey and playoff Leonard Fournette.
Congratulations to Terrence from Roundtown.
Who did he get, Shark? Which one?
Fournette.
The playoff Lenny. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this. Spending money to replace your home's windows beam, it's rarely something we get excited about. Not as excited as I do about wanting to beat up Unspeakable anyway. We usually do this because our energy bills stink or our current windows, while they're messed up, they start to look like crap. But when you're working with the local Pella Columbus team, your eyes, like mine, they're going to be open because the new windows, they legitimately change the entire look of your home. They're like the eyes to the house, Beam. They're really pretty. So they've got windows and colors that you've never seen. They've got the prices that'll be right. They can change everything on your home when you pull right up to it. And it's going to get hot, so those utility bills are going to be screaming as well. So go see my friends at their new Polaris showroom or visit them online at PellaColumbus.com.
Which YouTuber does Uncle Bo want to beat up? That's next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now we're watching one crash on I-71 northbound. If you're coming in from the far south side, expect delays in those northbound lanes right near the State Route 104 Frank Road exit because of a crash. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan traffic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Beamer has a very punchable face, so Bobby punches it. This is Morning Juice.
Who's long hair? Tuesday edition of the program. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark. And at this time every Tuesday, we get to check in with our favorite uncle.
Bo knows bourbon. Bo knows fashion. Bo knows horseback riding. But most importantly, Bo knows Browns.
Sponsored by Whiskey War, by High Bank Distillery. Drink local, drink High Bank.
What's going on, Unc? Happy Tuesday to you.
Well, you know, I got to say, I got a bone to pick with you. I'm looking at this tweet from Morning Juice, and I see, this is. I'll just read it verbatim. It says, coming up on Morning Juice, 6 to 9 a.m., the great Schlegelvelli, pictured below. And it's a fantastic picture. Of course, he has bicep tats at that time. That's exactly what everybody did. He spews his wisdom, 633-805. NFL draft lotteries tonight. Marvin Harrison Sr. has some advice for Marvin Jr. And Bo Bishop joins at 833. Like, I'm just along for the ride,
Shark,
boys.
Shark, you want to defend yourself? I don't write the tweets.
It's outrageous, Shark, for all that you and I have been through.
Are you upset that...
I'm not great. I'm just a dude.
Of fame.
I'm just a guy who shows up at 8:33.
You know, I'm really good at digging up old pictures. Maybe I'll put a picture of you on the tweet next week.
It's hurtful. Because the very first radio I did in this town was with Shark.
Was it?
Yeah, in the old days. In the old, old days. Yeah. And don't, Jeff Logan in the old
days. Don't start showing your age now.
That's fact. That's fact. How we doing, boys?
Doing pretty good. Bob was just talking about, so his youngest Caleb is sick, and he's watching Mr. Unspeakable.
Just Unspeakable.
On YouTube. Is there a YouTuber that you hold in the lowest regard in your family?
Here's the deal. I had an intervention with the oldest probably 10 days ago. And because, as you know, Bob, and as you'll know soon enough, Beam, with Billy the Kid, like, YouTube just feeds him. It just feeds him this junk, and it's one thing after another, and it's just nonsense. And to them, it's no different than if they were watching Eddie Murphy Raw. Like, they can't tell the difference. It's all the same to them. It's all just content. They have no idea. It's just some clown. And so I said, all right, I'm done with this. So about 10 days ago, I put NBC onto Arrested Development. And I said, just give this a shot. And he loved it. Like, locked. He watched the first three seasons were all produced by Fox and the last two by Netflix. They're not any good. But the first three, like, just crushed it, devoured
it. What did you think about Tobias?
That, well, see, now, I had forgotten some of what was allowed to pass.
I think I just blew myself.
Yeah, I was allowed to pass. You know, I forgot some of the stuff that, of the content in that. And Amy and I were watching an episode with him last week, and she goes, are you sure this is appropriate? And I'm like, it's fine. I'm sure I was watching this stuff when I was 12. It's fine. And so then he was looking, so he blew through that. So then he's like, well, and then he went back into it. And I'm like, so I tried Friday Night Lights. But the one that actually hit for him was, One Tree Hill,
yeah,
which is something I've never seen.
Gosh,
yeah,
that's he's amazing. All
in. Yeah, so it's on Max. It's about these basketball brothers. One's dad doesn't own him. The other one's prodigy. I don't know what the hell's going on. One's a good guy. One's a bad guy. They play basketball in North Carolina, and he likes hoops, so it's a win. So he's watched like three episodes of that. So he's doing that. This has been my intervention to get him off of the YouTube nonsense.
If you just give him something that's actually produced, and my kids are like, my kid's defense to me is like, well, they're rich. These guys are richer than you. I said, that's fine. There's a lot of things you can do in this world for money that I wouldn't want to go to sleep with at night. And that now is one of them, because these guys act like grade A D bags, and you enrich them by watching this nonsense. Yes. It's so terrible. I got my youngest. I need to get him on some streaming stuff, but he watched Tommy Boy and absolutely loved it. I go, I can give you more Farley. Now, there's a finite amount of it because he's no longer with us, but they loved it. I go, this is real entertainment, not some clown dancing around in a ball pit that he made in his living room.
You just have people, if you don't have kids, you do not realize what they will consume and what's being fed. It's terrifying, honestly. Like, it's just the dumbing down of America. It's awful. But yes, they will watch any of that crap that's on there. They were into this thing when we were in Hawaii where this guy called Top G. Have you seen this guy?
I don't know. Ali G maybe, but not about Top G.
Ali G would be way improved over this dude. So this dude is like some guy from Dubai, and he goes, his big thing is, well, what color's your Bugatti? And then he goes, and then at the end, like, so they were doing this to me in Hawaii the whole time. At the end, he goes, like, I don't even need to vape. Breathe air. And so every time I would say anything to him, they'd go, breathe air, Dad. Breathe air. Oh, for God's
sake. See, that's the pride. I told him this. I go, I could handle you watching this if you didn't try to act like these guys.
Little jerks.
That's the problem.
I don't know, man. Imitation. I watched Borat in high school, and I spoke like him for 6 months. So.
But that's okay. Yeah. I mean, I appreciate that. Like, the dude's Oxford educated. He like has a bit. It's a real thing. He's not just has a couple cameras and his buddies at home that he somehow made some money, and then he starts doing these elaborate ruses. Like, that was an actual scripted, planned out thing. Like, that's it's so brutal, man. It's so absolutely brutal.
Have you gotten into the thing where they go, I bet you have, where they'll be like, oh yeah, Dad, like, that guy's the fourth ranked lacrosse player.
Oh yeah, I'm done with the rankings.
I go, dude, who's ranking them? You want me, I can do a ranking. You want to be the number two midi in Ohio? I can do it tomorrow, and we'll put it out. And who's going to stop you?
So I said, we can put together some little, like, get somebody to slap a website together.
We'll put cards.
We'll pass them out at the basketball tournaments. Hell, Bo, we could probably put a subscription on there and charge for it. You know, so
people can richer than the YouTubers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, monetize this crap. Because you've got something like I do. Crazy. My fourth grader is playing basketball, and they're like, we're playing the team from Avon. Yeah. And they're pretty good. And this kid's the such and such ranked, whatever. I go, that's great. You know, his dad's 5'7", buddy. I look at him on the side. Okay. I'm going to be honest. I'm His mom, probably about 5'4". He's probably ringing in somewhere around that height. He's great right now. He'll be good. That's awesome. Yep. But let's be done with the rankings. And we were all joking about his parents. Then Courtney looked up. I go, who ranks the fourth graders? And she goes, well, I'm going to come out with the rising third. I'm going to go start ranking second graders.
Second graders.
I'm going to all the like church carpet basketball gyms around the state, and I'm going to start ranking these kids. And lo and behold, they already had rising third graders.
Oh,
that's
God.
Like
is
when
that
the coach.
That's real. Thing?
It was real.
It's real, Beam.
Yeah. It's disgusting, bro.
We played a team at the end of our season. Our community team played a team that had they have two ranked guys. These guys are both ranked. They're ranked in the top 10 in the country. They both. So the one kid had a mic on and the dad was filming the game. He was filming the game. So here's a little trick though. He was good. He's a good player, but like, Mike, what are we doing? And so your Uncle Bo, I'm Norman Dale, baby.
Yeah.
Like I'll backdoor you to death. You're going to over pursue. We'll backdoor you to death. So we beat their ass. And the kids were like, oh my gosh, we're all celebrating. I'm like, do you see you bozos? Do you see what's happened here?
100%.
How nonsensical this is?
It's so ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Like, where it has gotten, and it's the same thing. Like the boys are playing lacrosse now, and you know they're this is this and this is that, and I'm like, hey, dude, like this guy that we play, his dad was the 2-time player of the year, wherever. Like, these are real dudes. I don't want to hear about some random guy with a notebook and then they put this stuff online. I want to talk to people whose dads or moms played college sports, and you see they're the most level-headed generally of all of them because they realize this is absolute lunacy about talking about prepubescent kids. Like, you may go from 5'6" to 6'6", like Scottie Pippen. And what does that mean for your ranking? No one knows until you're in high school.
That's it. I remember one time when I talked to Holtman about this once. I'm like, so when do you start, like, when do you actually start recruiting? And he looked at me and he goes, Bo, please don't talk to me until they're through puberty.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Like, let's see him at 14 and then we'll have a little better feel about how it's all going
to
turn out.
We were going down. We were getting ready to play St. X in a playoff game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just heralded at the time, like best team in the country. But yeah, I mean, we're Centerville football. We think we're going to go in. We're going to have a chance to beat these guys. I will remember this until the day that I die. We're like flipping through a Sports Illustrated. You know how they have like all like the prep rankings and everything. Mm-hmm. Flipping through a Sports Illustrated on our way to play at Paul Brown Stadium, on our way to play at the Bengals Stadium. Like, we're freshmen, so like there's four buses. One has the seniors, juniors, sophomores, and then freshmen on it. Or maybe there's three, but we're on the back of the sophomore freshman bus. Flipping through Sports Illustrated, we're like, we're going to pay St. X. We're going to do it, knowing full and well we're not going to get into the game.
You know,
but we're like, we had a great week of practice. We're going to go like second page on Sports Illustrated was like prep rankings, SI, number one team in the country, St. X. We both looked at each other like, we're going to get smoked.
But that's Apex Ohio high school football right there.
Yes.
I mean, that is Southwest Apex Ohio. Centerville, Elk Pride never dies against St. X. Yeah, come on. I mean, that's as good as it gets.
Then they brought up like out 250 players onto the field.
Right.
It was like, that's different.
I think the OHSA may finally have done something of worth. It looks like they're going to go to 7 divisions for hoops finally.
Why do we need more divisions?
Well, because you can't have my beef, Bob, is you can't have schools with 2,000 enrollment playing schools with 1,000 enrollment.
Norman Dale, what do they do over there for the longest time?
Well,
called yourself self-described Norman Dale.
My hunch is in Indiana high school basketball in the 1950s, they weren't recruiting.
But here's the thing. In basketball, you only need two or three guys to be any good. And I'm done with just massive push by the OHSA, more divisions, more winners.
Well, they want the money.
I know.
I'm thinking about the kids.
That's
the
crux of it.
They want more money. It bugs me when I see smaller schools having to play, especially in football.
Football, there's already 7 divisions.
Yeah, football's got it right. But basketball, it should be the same. It should be the same division. In Montana, there are every state I've ever been to other than this one. It's pretty straightforward. Every division counts in every sport. So in Montana, it's AA, which we would consider Division I. Well, if you're AA in football, then you're AA in basketball, you're AA in baseball, you're AA in track and field. You're not AA in this and single A in this the way we are. Like, we have you're Division II in some basketball, you're Division I in football. Like, it doesn't make any damn sense. Like, just have everybody playing the division of their size and just make the size the same. So you're all at least playing on a level playing field that way.
Unc, always appreciate the time. You're the best. Have a great show today.
Bob and I could do another half hour.
Exactly. That's true.
Be well. I'll see you.
Let you guys talk. There he goes. Uncle Bo with us. every single Tuesday at this time. We're going to reveal our fan poll next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now we're watching one crash on I-71 northbound. If you're coming in from the far south side, expect delays in those northbound lanes right near the State Route 104 Frank Road exit because of a crash. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan traffic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If Bobby and Beamer aren't talking about it, it's not worth your time anyway. You're listening to Morning Juice.
We're here on The Juice, brought to you by our good friends over at Affinity Whole Healthy, leader in testosterone and hormone replacement therapy. You can always visit them on the line. IFeelGreatColumbus.com. Uncle Bo and the boys going to be up after we're done until noon. Talk a little T-Wolves, bullying the Nuggets. Joe Burrow back throwing for the Cincinnati Bengals. John Tiberi is going to join the program at 9:33. And our friend and their friend, Bill Bender, he's going to join them coming up this morning at 11:33. So all kinds of good stuff for them coming up here on the program today. All kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about throwing heating pads on the court.
That was great.
You and I, so we're watching this on ESPN, and you and I are breaking down this video a little bit earlier on in the break. I'm like, it looks like a Louis Vuitton bag. And I'm like, what is Jamal Murray doing with a Louis Vuitton purse? Like, why is that on the floor? And then I'm like, oh, it's a heating pad. That makes a lot more sense than throwing a handbag
He should be suspended for a game.
You can't throw that on the court.
Player throwing a heating pack on the court during the game.
You're a defending NBA champion. It's the Western Conference semifinals. Yeah,
that's embarrassing. That's very embarrassing.
I loved how Jimmy Butler, too, said, if I was in the playoffs, the Celtics would have been eliminated. That was great content from him. I love him.
It is good. Playoff Jimmy's good, although they got some beef down there because he doesn't play a whole lot, and Pat Riley's kind of calling him out on it and talking about his redoing his deal and how that's going to work.
You know Riles, man. He's old school.
He is. He wants guys that are out there playing.
Yeah. And Jimmy Butler, when he plays, I mean, he is a monster.
He's really good, and he's getting older, so I get that, but I don't know.
How are you feeling about the
Cavalanche?
Well, yeah, we got the Cavalanche tonight at 7, and then we have the NHL Draft Lottery at 6:30. How are we feeling about, or what are we feeling better tonight about, a Cavalanche or the Jackets improving their draft pick?
I don't think this would be the year they would improve it because there's no like elite generational star at the top. If I don't know any of the guys' names at the top, they're not that good. Well, I'm not saying they're not good.
I know what you mean.
They're not Connor Bedard, Connor McDavid, the Connors.
Yeah.
Who else has been up there? Like Sidney Crosby.
Austin Matthews was up there.
Austin Matthews. Guys who I actually knew their names.
Yeah.
Play a little game.
Adam
Fantilli we talked about last year. I mean, there's, you know, one or two, sometimes three guys at the top, you know, depending on how good they are. Like any other year, Fantilli would have been the number one overall pick. Except this year, you know, they had Connor Bedard. Somehow, thankfully, stroke of luck, the Ducks and the Anaheim picks, what's his name?
I don't know. I don't even know.
And then we get Fantilli. Great.
Ducks Lux.
There you go.
Thanks a lot for that. So the Columbus Blue Jackets, so that's tonight at 6:30. Then you got the Cavs going off at 7:30. Number one team with the best odds to win the NHL draft lottery is the San Jose Sharks. They finished with a record of 19-54-9, 47 points on the year for them. They have a 25.5% overall chance of going number one. The Chicago Blackhawks ranked number two at a 13.5% chance. They were 23-53-6, and then Anaheim 27-50-5. They have the third best odds at 11.5%. The Jackets have a 9.5% chance of getting the number one overall pick in the draft. Again, that's at 6:30. Cavalanche begins at 7 o'clock, and we are not sure, Shark, correct? Like we will find out right before the game whether or not Jared Allen is going to play.
That's right, Beam. They called a GTD. I said a game time decision.
GSD.
I'm going to tell you there's a 99% chance he won't play. Let's make that 97.1% chance he won't play.
All right, without Jared Allen then in the lineup tonight, yes. How are we feeling? It's an 11.5-point spread favored by the Celtics.
We're going to give up those points.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to roll. Celtics are going to roll in game one, and they're going to get, you know, high and mighty and puffing out their chest, and then we're going to Cavalanche them in five games.
Whoa! Oh,
four straight. I like that. Give up one, woo, win 2-5.
Because they don't have Porzingis.
That is true.
I guess you're right about that. They're also 39-5 at home this year, which is pretty good. The Cavs did beat them a little bit earlier in the season, though. That game was at home, like that was in Cleveland.
Yes, we beat them by a point.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, a win's a win. Any way that you can slice and dice it. So I got that going for them, which is nice. But yeah, it's a nice little sports night here tonight. Central Ohio, you get obviously the Jackets in tail, and then you get the Cavs game a little bit after that. I mean, are you going to have an airport beer today, Bob? It's prime airport beer time for you.
We'll see. I'll probably have a drink or two, and then it'll help me sleep on the plane. Philly's not very far, so it'll be a... Yeah, it'll be a quick flight.
I feel like I would like Philly a lot. Haven't been there before.
A lot of homeless people there.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's one of the birthplaces of our country. I enjoy it. Independence Hall. There's a lot of cool things, but...
Did you take your son there a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I took him for the Army-Navy game. My cousin lives there with her husband. I might probably stop over and see them, although they were just in town this weekend, but it's okay. I like... Philly's all right. It's just like most big cities, man. I'm kind of over them. A lot of poverty, a lot of filth. I mean, they're dirty, dude. They're dirty. Columbus is about perfect size for me. I'm good.
That's all you need. That's all you need. We're good. Were we talking to like 1.3 million people or something?
Shark gave me some posters to go over to Penn so I can go get in the encampment there. And you still got that Palestinian flag, Shark, you wanted me to hang up?
I don't even know what the Palestinian flag looks
like. No, because it's in your bag. You said go hang it at Independence Hall in the front.
Right next to my swastika flag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All that. Yeah, that's the nonsense you got to deal with over there. So I don't need to see any of that, Beam.
Before we get out of here today, our daily fan poll is sponsored by ER Auto Care, Masters of Our Craft. Today's fan poll at 971thefan.com or on Twitter at 971thefan. The Blue Jackets are favored to get the fourth pick in tonight's NHL draft lottery. Where do you actually think they're going to be picking in the draft? Higher than fourth, fourth, or lower than fourth?
The fact that there's not any elite players, like generational, I'll say we'll probably maybe get the second pick tonight.
Let's head to tankathon.com/NHL. Let's look at the lottery simulator.
That already popped up in my search feed. I have never looked at Tankathon in my life.
You totally got algorithmed.
I literally searched something about NBA draft and Tankathon came up.
Good.
Different sport still applies.
Hey, the Tankathon's taking over. Let's sim the lottery right now. Churning, churning, churning. We stayed at fourth. Chicago again got the number one pick. That's probably great. What's going to happen tonight. General, had so much fun with you today. What do you say we reconvene on Friday if they allow us? You good with that?
I will. There's going to be that great eagle and the crow.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Coming strong for you.
That's now a horizontal tease, not a vertical tease. A-Word Sports in with us the next couple of days. Bob, have a great trip. See you back here on Friday. Uncle Bo and the boys are up next. We're back live tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to break everything down. Have a good one. Talk to you then. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now, we are still watching some slow-moving traffic on I-71 northbound coming in from the far south side. There is a crash just beyond the State Route 104 Frank Road exit that has lanes blocked off. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan traffic.
This is a fan action update.
This action update is brought to you by Tipico. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Cavs open up their series against the Celtics today. Boston's minus 1,200 to win the series. Cavs are 8-1. Tonight, Cleveland finds themselves as an 11-point underdog in Boston. The other NBA game one tonight is the Mavs and Thunder. OKC's a small series favorite and a 3.5-point favorite tonight. For your Tipico action update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
Good morning. I'm Eric Reeser. The defending NBA champs could be in trouble. 27 points from both Minnesota's Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns
powered the Timberwolves to a massive 106-80 win over the Denver Nuggets last night in Game 2 of their Western Conference semifinal series. T-Wolves take a 2-0 lead in their best of seven. The series goes back to Minnesota for Game 3 Friday. Also on the court last night, the Knicks beat the Pacers 121-117 to take a 1-0 lead in Game 1 of their Eastern Conference semifinal series. The Cavaliers are in Boston to battle the Celtics tonight at 7. It's Game 1 of their conference semifinal series. In baseball last night, a sixth-inning shot from Jose Ramirez was the difference for the Guardians in their 2-1 win over the Tigers. Reds had Monday off, and in the NHL, the Bruins bludgeoned the Panthers 5-1 last night in Game 1 of their second-round series. The Columbus Blue Jackets have the fourth-best odds tonight to win NHL's draft lottery. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.